Welcome back to the Canvas Chronicle podcast. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer. And as always, I am joined by my partner, you know him, Mr. JJP, Jaden Park, back with us today. And first off, Jaden, we have got to talk about my Milwaukee Northwest Wolves. All right. The girls' basketball team lost to Johnson. Me and you were both in attendance. We were looking for each other. Jaden texted me after the game. He was like, I was like,
where are your seats at? Because you kept telling me I needed to come to the game.
But I wasn't checking my phone. Yeah. I was more watching the game.
And then you sent me a picture of like where your spot was, and I was looking up.
I was close.
Like, where are you at right now?
I was wearing a blue hat. I kind of stuck out with the crowd.
Like literally everyone was watching me when I was looking back. I was just trying to look at you, and everyone thought I was being like a creep or something.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my boy Ben, man.
So Jaden, first off, what were your takeaways for the game?
I just I knew Johnson wasn't going to lose. Like it was like a slim chance that Johnson would lose that game. But at the start, it was like they were shooting for like 1 for 40.
Dude, I thought Northwest was going to win, man. Like, I mean,
literally, they were shooting like 1 for 40 combined. Maybe Johnson wasn't in their groove. Northwest wasn't in their groove. But
no.
Northwest defense at the start of the game was pretty good. Like, and
Johnson was
just missing everything. And Northwest was finding their groove, but they just couldn't do that the rest of the game. Like they couldn't.
Yeah. They couldn't take advantage, right? And
you have to take advantage like at the start of the game, because if you don't,
exactly,
Jenica's just going to take over the game. And that's
exactly
what she did.
Exactly.
She started hitting three. She started hitting fadeaways. She was on one. Like she was just throwing up heat checks.
Exactly. Like I kept telling my dad, I was sitting right next to him. We were at the game. I was like, Dad, we got to take advantage. We got to take advantage of Johnson missed opportunities, and we couldn't do it, Jaden. We could not take advantage of Johnson's
it's
missed.
Just like. My brother was telling me, he's like,
oh, he was at the game with you?
He's the one that went with me. He was like, Johnson might lose. I said, no way Johnson's going to lose. And like, I actually believed it for a second. Like, Northwest might have had it. But then they Jenica came out, and you just can't stop Jenica.
No. I mean, once she gets hot, she's hard to,
if they kept guarding her and she was having like a terrible night, like maybe they had a chance. But when Jenica's on, I don't think you can ever win.
Yeah.
And she's like 100-something and 2. She only has 2 losses in her whole high school career.
That's crazy.
And she just went like 84-0 or something the last 3 years. Three state championships.
That's insane. And that's
best teams ever.
Yeah, for sure. And I kept telling my dad, all right, Dad, Northwest has got to take advantage. They got to take advantage, right? They got to take advantage of Johnson's missed turnovers. And they couldn't do it time after time. And you can't do it at the very end of the game because Johnson's already has a big lead, right? You got to do it at the start of the game.
They actually started playing good at the end of the game.
Yeah, and I'm like, it doesn't matter because Johnson's already won, right? And
like it was like Johnson had like 0 points the first like 10 minutes. They had like maybe one point.
They didn't have any.
It was like 11-1 like the first quarter.
And then I told my dad, I was like, I got a bad feeling about this. I know Johnson's going to come out and start getting hot from three. And then, well, what did I tell you? They did. Jenica got hot from three. Who was that one girl for Johnson that couldn't miss? I forget her name. Jalea Kinnitz or whatever.
Yeah.
She could not miss, dude.
She was just hooping.
She was hooping. Is she going somewhere to play college ball? I don't know if she's going.
She was a senior, right?
Yeah, she's a senior. I don't know if she's going anywhere. But yeah, man, I kept telling my dad, who was there with me at the game, I was like, Dad, we got to take advantage, right? We got to take advantage of the turnovers, right? And they couldn't do it, right? They could not take advantage of Johnson's turnovers. And, man, I was frustrated, but I knew Johnson was going to win at the end. And Jaden, you want to know something? 14 out of 16 Northwest teams are recognized at halftime. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Like they just kept calling out teams. I'm like, they literally have won everything but basketball. Like,
exactly. No. I remember the announcer saying like, all right, a 4A champions, Milwaukee Northwest. Milwaukee Northwest. Or no, here's how it went, right? Your class 4A volleyball champion, Milwaukee Northwest.
Like
your class softball champion, Milwaukee Northwest. Your class 4A golf champion. Your class 3A girls track champion, Milwaukee Northwest. Like, Jaden, it was really cool to see a lot of the Milwaukee Northwest girls out there, right? Because I know a lot of those girls, right? Those girls are very nice. They're very, you know, they're great athletes, right? And It was amazing to see all the Northwest athletes out there at halftime, right? Because we do it the right way at Northwest, you know.
They have won everything but basketball.
It's crazy.
That's
crazy.
The only thing they need to finish their freaking Infinity Stones.
I know. We're literally like Thanos on both hands, except for one finger.
They need one stone,
and then we can snap, and then we're infinite. But Jaden, it was cool. right? Because, like I said, I know a lot of those girls. I went to high school with them. Obviously, you know, a lot of those girls were obviously, you know, one or two years younger than me, even three. And it was really cool to see, right? Because I'm happy for Northwest, right? Because I'm a proud Northwest alum, Jaden, and I always will be. And I will always come back to the school, even when my brother graduates from high school and even when he is done playing. And but, Jaden, I'm really proud of our team this year, right? This season, we had a couple of bad losses, right? We lost to Cedar Rapids, Washington, a team that we should have beaten. We lost to Valley on the road, which is unexpected. But then we come back home at the game that me and you were at, and they beat Dowling at home. And first off, Jaden, we need to talk about the Dowling game. What a game. What were your overall thoughts on that game? Did you watch any of that?
The state game?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it, but I heard about it went to overtime and everything. But, I mean, like, it's obviously going to hurt, and it's going to be bad for a while because you lost in the championship game, but, like, not every team can say they made it to the championship.
Exactly. Like, and it was close, though. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like it was a blowout.
It's not like they won by 50.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we'll get into that a little bit. In Iowa, an embarrassing loss. But.
Like, it's not like Johnson was probably, like, heavily favored. Like, they haven't lost a game in 3 years.
Yeah.
And, like, they still kept it close. Like,
exactly.
It was still kind of, like, obviously they weren't close to winning, but, like, it wasn't a blowout.
I kept telling my dad, I was like, all right, they can at least make it close. Then that's how you'd be.
Like, they were ahead, like, 11-3 or whatever.
Northwest?
Like, yeah.
No.
They were.
Yeah, yeah.
They were cooking at the start of the game, and then they just dropped.
Janica just went off from three.
But, like, not everyone can say, like, they've held a lead on Johnson.
Exactly. Not many people can say that. And, but yeah, Jaden, you know what? I don't hate on Johnson, right? I like Johnson, right? I'll cheer for them when they don't play against Northwest, right? And, Johnson's one of the CMLF teams that I don't hate, right? And I have all the respect in the world for Johnson. Jenica Lewis, tremendous player. Julia Kinnitz, great player. Chad Jewick, you know what's did you hear what they said about Chad Jewick at halftime? He's the girls' tennis coach in Northwest. Did you hear that at halftime?
What'd you say?
Okay, so Chad Jewick is you know, it's crazy. So they said, and the Northwest tennis team coached by Chad Jewick, which is kind of cool because, you know, he's the coach at Johnston and he's... Jaden, how does that work? How is he the coach at Johnson? Yeah. And I don't know. I asked my dad that on our way out to the game. I was like, Dad, how does that work? Like, how can he be both? Isn't that kind of weird to you? Like, he's a Johnson girls basketball coach, but then he coaches girls tennis in Northwest. That's kind of a little weird for me, but it is what it is. And Northwest fans, you should be very proud.
Wasn't the Walking with West coach, wasn't he like the coach at East?
Yeah. Sam Powell. Yeah. The course came after him, actually. Yeah.
I thought he looked familiar.
He's a great coach, and obviously, he took Des Moines East to a state title. You know, nobody thought Des Moines East would win a title, and they're well coached, and they have, you know, Jaden, you know who the only starter that's leaving next year? Take a guess.
Who?
Vonna. Vonna Billis is the only starter for Northwest that's leaving. Logan Vogt is back. Cassidy Danberg is back. Sadie McCann is back. Romy Croat's back. That's four out of the five starters that are back. And then they're going to have to fill the fifth spot. I'm sure Sam Powell will do a great job with that. Obviously, he's a great coach. And but, Jaden, I'm proud of this team. Right? All the adversity we faced all year, nobody thought, myself included, I didn't think that we'd go to the state title. No chance that I think that, right? And for us to beat Dowling and for us to... shocked the world, and you know, to have a lead on Johnson, I think says something about our teams, right? And we never gave up, right? We kept fighting, even when Johnson had a lead, when they kept hitting threes, we never gave up. We kept fighting. We didn't give up.
If it was any other team they were facing in the championship, they probably would have won that game.
But 100%.
It's just like when you run into three-time state champion.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to
undefeated in 3 years, Johnston. Like, obviously, it's not going to be a good time for you. But like, they still held a lead. Like, they still fought. They didn't give up.
Exactly. So, they didn't give up, and that's what I love about this team most is that their fight and how much they didn't give up. Because Northwest had when they had a bad lead, you know what they could have done, Jaden? They very easily. Could have given up, but guess what, Jaden? They didn't. They kept fighting.
They could have just came in and said, "You know what? We have no chance. These guys are undefeated in 3 years.
Exactly.
Like, we have no chance." But they still fought. They still played. Like,
yeah.
It's just unfortunate that Jenica Lewis is on the other team and she just carries the team.
Exactly. And but Jaden, I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud of how hard we fought. The adversity that we faced all year, because myself included, I didn't think we'd be this good. I really didn't. I'm not shying away from that. As an alum of the school, I didn't think we'd be good at all. And But yeah, I'm just so proud of these girls. They showed adversity all season. They're tough. They're smart. They're well coached, and they're great players. And great players are going to make it to the state championship game. And that's what Northwest has, is a lot of great players. And I'm excited to see that. Jaden, I think Northwest will be the state title favorite next year with all the people that they have coming back. I mean, I don't see who else would be a state title favorite.
Who was that girl that was hitting the threes at the end?
Leah? Jenna Welch? Are you talking about for Johnson or Northwest?
For Northwest. I think it was the girl that was cooking.
I think it was, might have been Romy Crowatter. It might have been, if you tell me the number, I think I could tell you what.
I don't know.
It might have been Leah Jenna Welch, or it might have been.
she was hitting at the end. Like if they played like that all game, it might have been like overtime game.
Probably. I bet it was either Vonna Bilich, Sadie McCann, Romy Croat, Leah Genoa. It might have been one of those players, but congratulations to Walking Northwest. As a diehard fan myself, I was at the game, and it was cool to see, right? It was cool to see them go to the state championship game, and congratulations to you girls. And you know what, Jaden? A lot of those girls are on the track team now, and you know what's going to happen, Jaden? We're going to three-peat in track this year. We're going back-to-back, right, Jaden? Like we've talked about, the best athletes go to Northwest. That's why we win all these state titles, because we had the best athletes in the state of Waukee. All right? Waukee isn't... Jaden, I've never seen Waukee win every single title in girls sports besides basketball. I didn't see them ever win that much. If you're a good athlete, come to Northwest. We'll develop you, right? Jaden, if you know anybody that would like to come to Northwest to run track,
you
send
guys
them
need
over.
Like one long-distance runner. You're like one or two long-distance like from running the sport. Like... You already run like the sprints and stuff, but like if you get one long distance girl,
if we can get one girl to transfer in or one girl to step up, like we're invincible. We're not being stopped. But
it was number 32.
Yeah, Romy.
Yeah,
Romy Currant. Yep,
she was cooking.
She was cooking. I actually graduated with her older brother, actually, Kellen Crowett, who I ran cross country with. He's a great dude, and I think he's at Purdue University now. And just a great dude. And I actually went to I was in the same class as Leah Jenna Welch, his older brother, Zach, who was, a very nice guy and ran across country with. And, just happy for Northwest. And, just a great season. And, Jaden, we need to talk about the Iowa women. Got absolute spanked by UCLA. That wasn't even close, dude. From the jump, I knew UCLA was going to win. I just knew that they were going to win. They were too good. I mean, Jaden, is Lauren Betzroy that good of a player?
She's just 6'7". That's what they always...
Do you know Ava Hyden's averaging more points than her? Yeah. With less talent around her.
Because, like, last year, Lauren Betzloki, like, ran the Big Ten because she was, like, the only player there. But then, like, this year, they said that she's having, like, a more conserved role, and they're like, spreading the ball around.
I don't think she should have won Big Ten Player of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, but the reason why she won it is because she's on a good team. Because her team hasn't lost a game in the Big Ten. And because she's 6'7", and because she's really big. And I'm not saying she's not a great player, but I'm just saying that I don't think she should have won Big Ten Player of the Year. I think Ava Hyden is a better player than Lauren Betts. Again, not saying Lauren Betts isn't a great player. She's a great player. But I just think that she should have not won Big Ten Player of the Year. I don't think that she should have. Ava Hyden was averaging 17.4 points per game. Lauren Betts was averaging 16.7. And Ava Hyden is doing more with less talent on her team, right? You know, you have Stolke, you have Feuerbach, you have... Addie Deal, you have Journey Houston, and and Jaden, how the heck did the UCLA coach win Coach of the Year in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Like nobody expected Iowa to be good this year.
Like,
nobody.
I think they were projected like 15th or something. No, not that low, but like they weren't even projected to be here.
No,
you know, they weren't even projected to be in the championship game. Like
no,
they beat Michigan,
they beat Ohio State.
It's just like. Jen Jensen, isn't it her first year? Second. Like her second year, it's like they never expected her to be as good as Lisa Bluter. They never expected her to get back to the Big Ten championship game.
No.
And like
this season, like, I did not think that Iowa would go back.
On the other hand, like UCLA is meant to be there. Like they just won the Big Ten last year. Like she's supposed to be here. It's not like.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Do I think Corey Close was deserving of the award? Absolutely. I'm not saying Corey Close isn't deserving, but and I'm not saying she's not a bad coach. Corey Close is a tremendous coach, right? But what Iowa was doing this year, what Jan Jensen was doing this year, is unmatched. Myself included, I didn't think Iowa would go to the Big Ten championship game. Heck no. Heck no did I think that. I did not think that they would go to the Big Ten championship game. I didn't think Ava Hyden would be this good. I mean, did you think Ava Hyden would be this good?
No.
I did not think that she'd be this good either. I thought that she'd be okay, but I didn't think that she'd be this good. But, see, there has to be a little bit of media bias in there. I mean, there's just no way that you can't tell me that you want Lauren Betts to be in there over... who do you think should have won Bette Midler there? I mean, it could have been Ava Hyden.
Ava Hyden could have won it.
I mean, think she should have.
It's just like... I think it's just the hype around Lauren Betts. Like,
yeah, and she's 6'7".
And because, like, she plays defense, but it's like, she can win Defensive Player of the Year. That's cool. Like,
yeah, because you're 6'7". Yeah, like, it's not hard.
You can get blocks. Like, you're cool. Like, you're tall. But it's like, I don't think if you put her on Iowa, Ava Hyden's better on Iowa than Lauren Betts is.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. And
And it's just like a Zach Edey situation in college. Like you're just too tall. You can just lay it up over.
Yeah,
people.
Like when you're 7'4", it's not like, hard to. Yeah.
Like her sister, I think has more potential than her.
Oh, 100%. I mean, did she even miss one shot yesterday?
I don't think so.
I didn't see her miss one shot. And she's how tall is she? Like 6'4", I think.
Yeah, something like
Sienna.
That.
Sienna. Yeah. You know what's crazy, Jaden? So you remember Addie O'Grady for Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Her and Lauren Betts were teammates in high school, which I think is kind of cool, but. Jaden, we need to talk about the game. What were your takeaways from the game?
Did you say late game?
Yeah, takeaways.
They literally just got...
Iowa looked like a JV team.
Yeah, it wasn't
there.
Even a game from the start.
You know what Iowa looked like? They looked like a high school JV team.
Like, Taylor Stemrow hit that three, and then it was game from there. Like,
yeah, it was over.
After that three, it was like, I don't think there was any highlights to show. Like, if it was highlights, it was all UCLA.
Yeah,
they almost scored 100 on them.
They probably, if they would have kept Lauren Betts in, I bet that they could have gotten.
But I do like, I like Gabby Jaquez, you know, like Jaime Jaquez's sister.
Yeah, his sister.
I like her game. She's like, I think, like, people say Lauren Betts is I think she's like the glue. Jaquez.
Like Kate Martin?
Yeah. Like, she's like the glue for that team. Like, she's what makes the team.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of Kate Martin was to Caitlin Clark. And speaking of Caitlin Clark, we'll get into her a little bit because she's actually on the U.S. You see, Iowa fans wanted her to be at the game, but she couldn't because she was at the USA basketball in Miami. We'll get into that later. But, Jaden, just wasn't a great game by Iowa. I don't think Jan did a great well. Do you think Jan did a good job coaching the game? I mean,
not that game, no.
No, she did. She had no adjustments to Lauren Betts. I mean, why would you not? Here's what they should have done. They should have double-teamed her with Stokey and Hyden. But also, when you double-team her, that just leaves a UCLA girl just wide open and hit a three. Right?
And they have Kiki Rice, too.
Yeah, like, Kiki, she feels like she's been in college forever. Yeah. But Kiki Rice, I like her game, too. She's smooth. She's not really a flashy player, but she scores when she needs to, right? And not a whole lot that went well for Iowa yesterday. It was very hard to watch. There were times where I just thought about turning the game off because I'm like, dude, I'm done with this. Like, 50 points. If you lose by 50 points in any sport, dude, that's an embarrassment. That's beyond embarrassment, Jaden. I mean, what happened yesterday? I mean, what word would you use to describe that? Like,
they just weren't even, like, just throwing the white flag, to be honest.
Yeah, that's beyond embarrassing.
It's just like, I don't know.
I don't care if the number two seed. If you lose by 50 to a one seed, like, I thought I would make it close. Like, I didn't expect them to lose by 50. Like, jeez, man. Just not a great game by the Iowa women's basketball team. I thought that some of the coaching adjustments were bad, but...
just like, it was just such a blow. There's not even a word to describe that.
No, you can't. You just gotta... That's going to live on your resume forever. When the NCAA, when March Madness comes around, they're going to look at that 50-point loss, and they're going to say...
And they're saying that Iowa's like a top two seed right now. I don't even think they are.
No.
I'd say like maybe like max four. Top... Like you know this, like you know how the seeds go? Like the one seeds, there's four.
So one seed will be then, Texas, South Carolina...
UCLA.
UCLA and UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of South Carolina, you see they lost?
Yeah, that was insane.
They lost to Texas.
They were down by like 20 at one point.
How do you lose to Texas? Is UCLA just that good, or is Iowa just that bad of a team? I mean,
I think it's a mix of both, but it's just like UCLA is not in Iowa's league. Like,
heck,
just,
no, they're like two leagues above. But you know what's crazy? UConn is two leagues above UCLA.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is without Paige Beckers. Jaden, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think UConn is better off without Paige Beckers. Do you agree with that?
In some senses, but like, I think it's just like, I think they're better with Paige, but I mean, they can still do the same things without her.
Yeah. Like, but you have AZ, you have. Yeah. Who else do they have on that team? Yeah, that girl from Wisconsin, Sarah Williams.
Sarah
Strong. But yeah, I mean.
Like, Paige didn't make the team. Like, she didn't. She wasn't the one player. Like LeBron on like the 2007 Cavs. Like, she's not that type of player. Like, she makes people around her better, but she doesn't make the team. Like, if without her, they're still fine. But with her, they're better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, AZ is, like, the star player. But, like, AZ has Sarah Strong, Sarah Williams. You know, like, she has players around her. So, like, she doesn't have to be the star player every single night. Like, with Paige, Paige could have a night, or AZ could have a night, Sarah Strong could have her
and
night.
And they would
like,
win by
like,
a lot.
It doesn't matter. Like, either of those three could have their night.
Jaden, what do you think is the more embarrassing loss, the Iowa versus UConn game or the Iowa versus UCLA game?
UCLA.
You don't think the UConn game was bad too?
UConn, but it's just like UConn's so much better. Like, no one expected Iowa to win. Like, I expected the UCLA game to be at least close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't.
At least put up a fight, and they just got blown out by 50. Wasn't even close.
Yeah, I didn't either. But gotta. We'll come back.
We'll come back to you guys. We'll come back. We got class time, but
I thought it's
10-10. Brief pause.
I thought it's 10-10.
Okay, guys, we're back.
Yep.
It's actually the next day. We didn't have time after class, but
yeah, we did not.
It's been a crazy time.
We need to get into this.
Holy cow.
What is going on with Max Crosby? All right, so Max Crosby, for any of you guys who don't know, is a superstar edge rusher for the I almost said Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. Went to the Baltimore Ravens. What was it on? Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
They gave him two first. Well, actually, the Cowboys offered a first and a second, but the Ravens was the better deal.
No, so. I think the Bears were the second highest bidder.
Yeah.
I saw some.
And so he went to the Ravens for two first-round picks, right?
Yeah.
But then he failed his physical, and the Ravens weren't.
They like, backed out
yeah,
of the trade.
Because they didn't like something with his physical.
Like, what? And then this morning, they signed Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, literally, like the next day, they just...
Not even 12 hours later, they signed Trey Hendrickson, which I was hoping that my Chicago Bears would have gotten Trey Hendrickson. But, dude, you see what his asking price was? He wanted $30 million.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he was injured most of this past year. Like, I just don't understand why Trey Hendrickson wants that much money. Trey Hendrickson is a superstar edge rusher. I'll give him that. But to demand that much money, I mean, what is he doing? And what are just your thoughts on all this Max Crosby stuff?
It's just like, honestly... Literally anyone would be happy to have Max Crosby, even if he's like he's not even like that injury prone. It's just like he's just hurt, like
dude.
So like he's just in his doctor said he's ahead of schedule. So it's like I don't know what they could possibly see that they wanted to back out of a Max Crosby trade. Like
yeah, how do you fail a physical when your
I'm
doctor
sure,
says
like,
you're doing well?
28 other teams would be so happy to have Max Crosby on the team.
1,000%.
Like the Bears would be, the Cowboys
exactly.
would be, like anyone would
dude,
would be. So
if he goes
to
the Cowboys,
him.
I'm gonna flip out, dude. We can. I've told you this before we came on here. I said this like 2 minutes ago. If I'm Ryan Poles, I'm doing whatever it takes to land Max Crosby.
I'm throwing like the best offer out there. Like.
I am. I am throwing out picks out there. I'm giving the Raiders our second round pick. I'm sending 2 second-round picks there. I'm doing whatever it takes to land Max Crosby because Max Crosby is a blue chip player. Max Crosby is a guy that is going to make your team better.
Max Crosby is what the Bears need.
Exactly.
To take the next step.
If we want to win a Super Bowl, Max Crosby is going to take us there. If we want to win a Super Bowl, Max Crosby is going to take us there. And I've told people this. And I've said this before on the podcast, Shane, and I will continue to say it again. The Bears are one superstar edge rusher away from winning Super Bowl. They are, right? They have Caleb, who is a great quarterback. They just signed you see who they just signed? Khalif Raymond? That's
a
good move.
That's a good sign.
That is. Because, Jaden, you want to tell me why it's a good signing? Because he knows Ben Johnson. He knows Ben Johnson. And you know what we should do, Jaden? We should keep him and Duvernay on our roster. Because what if Khalif Raymond gets hurt? Then guess what? You have Devin Duvernay as a backup. Here's what they should do, Jaden. They should keep Devin Duvernay in as a receiver, and then Khalif Raymond can do punts. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like have Devin Duvernay be like their fourth receiver, and then have Khalif Raymond be.
I mean, like they could even like switch out punt returns. Like
yeah.
they're both
or
good.
What if Khalif Raymond gets hurt? Then Duvernay's right there. So it'd be smart for Poles to do that, but. Jaden, I need to talk about this. Why has Kevin Byard not been resigned yet? I don't understand. Kevin Byard.
Did they lose Jaquan Brisker too?
No, he hasn't gotten anywhere yet. Well, we lost Zacchaeus to the Falcons, but Kuei Freeman is his replacement, right? Yeah. And, you know, we have Luther Burden, who's a stud. Colson Love on obviously is a stud. I like Kuei Freeman. Great player. And you know why it's an even better move, Jaden? Like I said, he knows Ben Johnson. He knows what Ben expects of him, right? He played with Ben Johnson for, I believe, 4 years in Detroit. And they did great things. And if you can get those guys that Ben knows and that Ben trusts, you know what's crazy, Jaden? So his receivers coach with the Lions was Anton Randall, who's now the receivers coach with the Bears. So that's really cool that he is going to reunite with Ben Johnson and he's going to reunite with Anton Randall. And, yeah, Jaden, we, dude, imagine Trey Hendrickson fails his physical. Dude. That'd be.
Are they just like, nah, actually, we don't want
him.
Now,
yeah, we don't want him anymore. We don't.
Just take him back.
Yeah, take him. Bengals, you can have him back. But aren't the Bengals and the Ravens in the same division?
Yeah. Like, so they went from, like, Joe Burrow has to face had to face Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, and then he was going
to
be Max
now
Crosby.
Now he has to face his former teammate. Back,
and now it's Trey Hendrickson.
His former teammate, too.
It's crazy.
It's just.
And Jamar Chase was, like, streaming on, like, Twitch or something. He was crashing out. He's like, no way they got Max Crosby. No.
Or no,
and
no,
it's Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, but dude, could you imagine they would have Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson? It's over. They're winning it all. But yeah, Jaden. You see, Case Keenum got resigned.
Yeah,
great move. Let me tell you why. Case Keenum is like a mentor to Caleb, right? He can teach Caleb things that Caleb probably never knew. Case Keenum will probably never start another game in the NFL. But here's why it's a good move, Bears fans. It is a great move because Case Keenum is a veteran, and hopefully that he gets into coaching someday. I think Case Keenum is a great mentor to Caleb. I think he's one of the main reasons why Caleb took a step last year. Caleb learned things from Case Keenum that he didn't know before, right? And in Caleb's rookie year, his backup quarterback, let me say this, I don't even know, his backup quarterback was Tyson Bagent, a guy that's like 2 years older than him, by the way. You're not going to learn anything from Tyson Bagent. Speaking of Bagent, we'll get into him in a little bit. Case Keenum, Jaden, is a great signing by the Bears. I like the move. I like what the Bears are doing with signing him. You know, he may not ever start another game again, but Case Keenum brings a lot of experience. He can teach Caleb things that he never knew before, and he can say, hey, here's what you do here, right? And Case Keenum has a guy that's been to playoff games. You know what's crazy? You know who threw the Minneapolis Miracle? Case Keenum. I remember watching that. So, I was at my house, my old house, not the house that I live in now, and we were watching it, and the TV turned off right before that, and we turn it back on, and we see Diggs scored, and we're like, no way, and it's just crazy that, you know, Diggs scored that, and if Diggs didn't score that, I don't think a lot of people would know who he is.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hit on Diggs. Great player, but I just don't think people would know who he is if he didn't do that.
He wouldn't be as big.
You know, he wouldn't be in... Yeah, if I'm Poles, I'm re-signing Kevin Byard, right? Kevin Byard was our best defensive player last year. Led the NFL with 7 interceptions last year. And I'm just still shocked on why Kevin Byard hasn't gotten re-signed yet. He is a tremendous player. He led the NFL with 7 picks last year. Poles, why haven't you re-signed him yet, right? And why did Poles re-sign Daniel Hardy? Like, who? Why are you re-signing guys that don't bring any value to our team? And why is Poles signing guys that don't bring any value to our team? Like, it's just, the part of free agency is called free agency so you can get better. I don't think the Bears got better yesterday. I really don't think that they did. They signed Cam Lewis from the Bills. He's fine, but he's not an elite-level cornerback. You know who else we need to re-sign, Jaden? C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's a great player. He knows Dennis Allen. He knows Ben Johnson. And, we need to re-sign them, right? And, I like the Kuei Freeman signing. I don't think a lot of Bears fans like it, but I do. Especially when you can get a guy that knows Ben Johnson, knows his scheme, wants to run.
A lot of people probably don't even know who that is. But
I know who that is.
He's a great player.
I know. He's a great punt returner, too. And, you know, Jaden, like you said, they can use him and David DuVernay on and off for punt returners, right? And
The Lions had, like, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra. Like, obviously, you know.
Yeah, when you get overshadowed by those guys, it's kind of hard to.
He's still a good player.
Yeah, and again, he knows Ben's system, right? He knows what Ben wants to run. And I will give Ryan Poles credit on that. That was a great signing. I will give Ryan Poles credit. I've been critical of Ryan Poles, the Bears GM, but I will give him credit. that was a great signing by the Bears. I like it a lot. It was just a tremendous signing. And so hopefully, Jaden, cross our fingers that we re-sign Duvernay, because Duvernay was a great... If Duvernay didn't have that punt return this year against the Vikings, we would have not won. Remember what I'm talking about? If Duvernay didn't have that, I don't think we would have beaten the Vikings. And so yeah, Jaden, just... oh, there's Chris.
What up, Chris?
But yeah, so just give me your thoughts on the Max Crosby, like in the Trey Henderson stuff. Like, but I just want to know, like, what...
How do you fail a physical?
You
go from Max Crosby, and then you back out of the trade, and then the next, like, not even the next day, it's like 12 hours you get...
Not even, like nine.
They already had that lined up already. Like,
here's our backup plan. But yeah, I just... How do you fail your physical? Like, and your doctor said that you were doing well.
First of all, how do you fail a physical? But then how do your doctor say you're doing well? But then it's Max Crosby. Like, honestly, it had to be like very severe for me to back out of a trade.
Exactly.
Max Crosby. So it's like, I hope these other teams like still like find him. Like, it's Max Crosby we're talking about.
He's a blue chip player. He's going to make your team better.
Like, probably like top three edge rusher in the league.
I think he's top two.
Yeah.
I think it's Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, Hendrickson, and Max Crosby. But keep going on what you were saying.
It's just,
I don't know.
Like, any team would be, like I said, any team would be, like, so happy to land Max Crosby. And the fact that they backed out of the trade.
And I think the thing that doesn't make any sense is, like, your doctor later said that he was doing good. And then he doesn't fail a physical. Like, something doesn't match up there.
I need to know what was on that physical that happened.
What were the terms that he agreed to? But, yeah, something just doesn't add up here, Jaden. Something just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, how did your doctor say that you're doing well? Maybe the doctor was lying to us. Maybe he was lying to us. Maybe he wasn't telling us the truth. Because something just doesn't add up here. Like, how does your doctor say that you're doing well, and then you fail your physical? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't understand how that makes any sense to me. It's not going to make sense, but, like, I just don't know how. But, Jaden, I will say this one more time. If I'm Ryan Poles, I'm doing whatever it takes to land a blue chip player like Max Crosby. I'm giving up our second round pick. I'm trading. Could you trade Tyson Bajan for Max Crosby? Yeah. I mean, he's not going to start, obviously, not, Fernando Mendoza. But speaking of Bajan,
he could be a good backup.
Speaking of Bajan, the Cardinals, people thought he would go there. Yeah. They just signed Gardner Minshew. I mean, do you really want Gardner Minshew to be your starter?
No.
I mean, no.
And the Falcons traded for Tua. You saw that? They signed Tua.
Now they have two left-handed quarterbacks on their team. It's Michael Vick all over again. But what are your thoughts on the Tua thing?
It's just, like, coming into the league, I thought Tua was going to be decent. Like,
yeah.
He played at Alabama, and he came in for Jalen
Hurts. Or was he good, or did he just have all those good weapons around
him? Yeah, that's like, the question for every player that comes out of, like, Ohio State, Alabama. Like,
but you could say the same about Joe Burrow. If he didn't have Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, how good would he be? But we can do this all day.
It's like,
go ahead.
But it's like... I mean, if you're getting Tua for $1 million, like, that's a steal, honestly. Like, that's a starting level quarterback for $1 million. Like, can come off the bench, or he can, like, if Michael Penix gets hurt, like, he can start for those games. Like,
but who do you think will be the week one starter? I think it'll be Tua, but I don't know.
I don't know. Michael Penix is, like, already, like, 30 years old, basically.
Pretty much. I mean, he's in his second year, and
he's been in college for, like, 7 years. So it's like, I mean, they both. It's a toss-up. I think it's going to be Michael Penix to start, but, like, I think Tua's going to get the job by the end of the season.
Do you think Kirk Cousins will sign anywhere? Or?
Yeah. I was thinking he's going to go back to the Vikings.
I thought he was going to go to the Bears just because, you know, he grew up a Bears fan and all that stuff.
They're saying that they don't like J.J. McCarthy anymore. He only had, like, half a year.
Dude, I'm going to say this before, and I'm saying it again. Getting rid of Sam Darnold was a mistake.
And he won the Super Bowl right after.
Speaking of that, Kenneth Walker. What is going on with Kenneth the Seahawks? Why would you not re-sign him?
And Kenneth Walker was trying to negotiate with, like, the drunk owner. And he's like, he tried to negotiate with me just a couple minutes ago. It was kind of weird, but, like, I think that's the reason he left, like, that owner.
Okay. What do you think is a more impactful loss? The Seahawks losing Kenneth Walker or the Vikings losing Sam Darnold? I think Kenneth Walker.
I mean, yeah, Kenneth Walker was, like, the only bright spot in that Super Bowl.
He literally won the Super Bowl MVP.
Like, he had, like, 160-something yards. He was the reason they were in the game. Like, if they didn't have him, they would have no offense in that game.
Well, they had that JSN.
JSN got hurt, too. So, it's like, I mean, like, the Seahawks can still be good. They still got JSN and, like, Sam Darnold.
A.J. Barner.
Yeah. But it's like, losing Sam Darnold for the Vikings, I mean,
and
got Justin
it come back
lately.
To haunt them. Look how J.J. shouldn't even be, let's be honest, J.J. McCarthy was a handoff merchant.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's just like both of them are impactful, but like, who do the Seahawks have for running back now? Zach Charbonnet?
Who? Like, nah, I'm kidding. But and of course he goes to the Chiefs.
Yeah. And like, but now we were talking about how the Chiefs would be like, that's a great move for the Chiefs. But now, did you see where Pacheco signed? He went to the Lions.
Dude, I thought they would get rid of Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
But good for Pacheco, though.
Kareem Hunt doesn't have too many years left in him.
No, but, dude, can you imagine if they would have kept Pacheco? How good? That's like a 1-2 back right there.
That'd be like David Montgomery and Gibbs, but better.
Oh, 100%.
Like Pacheco and Kenneth Walker.
I think he'll do good on the Lions. I really do. Him and Jahmyr Gibbs running together. Mm-hmm. Sonic and...
Knuckles.
Yeah, Sonic and Knuckles, but... the Seahawks made a dumb move by not resigning.
That owner got something...
They're
losing. They're losing like all their players. You see that?
Well, like, when you win a Super Bowl,
they all gotta get paid.
Yeah,
they
but Kobe Bryant. Speaking of Kobe Bryant, the Bears signed him. That is a great move. That's gonna be their Jaquan Brisker replacement, and I like it a lot, Jaden. I like the Kobe Bryant move. Yeah, he's maybe not a Pro Bowl player, but hey, he's a reliable safety. He's a guy that can. Excuse me. Yeah, Kobe Bryant may not be a Pro Bowl player, but he's a very, very reliable safety, right? And he can make the big plays for you, right? And do you know him and Sauce Gardner were teammates at Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people knew that, but...
the only player that the Seahawks have kept was Rashid Shaheed, and he's the one that wanted to leave.
Like, I thought he was going to go to the Saints or the Raiders, but I think Kobe Bryant to the Bears is a great move.
They lost Reek Woolen, too.
To the Eagles, yep. And we're not going to get into all the obviously all the free agent signings, but we'll just get into big of them. But yeah, what are the Seahawks doing, bro? And then watch them be bad next year because they didn't re-sign
like the big one was Kenneth Walker. Like
exactly. Why are you?
He just won the Super Bowl for you,
and it's Super MVP too.
Yeah,
he just won that for you, and they just let him go. To the Chiefs, who are probably going to end up. If the Chiefs sign Tyreek, it's over. They're winning the Super Bowl again. Like
even without him, they're looking so good.
And they just re-signed Kelsey too to a 1-year deal. So I mean, why would you let him go?
Like Kelsey's last year. They're going to win the Super Bowl one last time. And then he's going to go off on that.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And
but did you see Mike Evans went to the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean that's
like he's aging.
How many weapons does Brock Purdy need?
Yeah,
he runs out of excuses every year. Like he has. Who does he have now? He has Kittle, he has CMC, he has Brandon Ayuk if he ever wants to stop whining and be a little baby about it, about his contract. But
Kittle, Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, Pearsall, and then they have Mike Evans. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm surprised he left Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
The amount of quarterbacks he's had is crazy. He's had Jameis, he's had Tom Brady, he's had Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's had Mike Glennon, who probably shouldn't even be in the league, but
and he's had like 1,000 yards every year.
Yeah, that's just
year.
it's crazy. Oh, except for last year,
yeah,
I think he was like 20 yards short. Of.
He was almost there, but like it's. I think he got hurt too many times.
Yeah,
and
I mean it's kind of hard
like the
to,
whole year.
It's kind of hard to get that when you're not on the field, right? And So what are your thoughts on the Bears free agency? I thought that
so far,
obviously we said that Kareem Raymond was a great
signing. Kareem Raymond like the best signing so far, but it's like
Kobe Bryant was solid.
Yeah, they're being like disappointing right now. Like
yeah, they're not.
If they don't get one of these like star defensive players, I think it's a loss for agency.
I was thinking about this before when I was driving here. If they don't sign Max Crosby or Myles Garrett, it's a bad free agency. It just is, right? Max Crosby is a guy that's going to impact your team. Max Crosby is a guy that I want on my team.
All these players are people that would bring them to the next level and be able to compete for a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And, like, get to the Super Bowl. But it's like, if you don't sign any of them, it's just going to be the same thing year after year. You're never going to make it to the Super Bowl.
And then, you know what the crazy thing is? Poole says, we're going to take the North and never going to look back. And I remember his introductory press conference. We're going to sign good free agents. Yeah, what good free agent have you signed? You traded for Joe Tooney. You traded for Dudama, but that's not signing anybody. Kevin Byard was good. You know something, Jaden? Ryan Poles hasn't drafted one Pro Bowler yet. Not one. He needs to be fired. He's not a good GM. If you think Ryan Poles is a good GM, I see these people on social media. Oh, these are good dev pieces, bro. I don't want a guy that's had 2 sacks in his career on our team. That's not a blue chip level player. That's not a guy that's going to make our team better. A guy that's going to make our team better is Max Crosby. Max Crosby in his career has averaged, like, what, 15 sacks a year, probably? What is it, like, 20? He's not Myles Garrett, but he's still good, right? And
he's not Myles Garrett, but, like, he's the next best thing to it.
Yeah. Do you think he's better than T.J. Watt? I mean, T.J. Watt's kind of declined.
Yeah, since. I don't know. As of now, yeah.
Yeah, but T.J. Watt is just kind of...
Like, T.J. Watt is prime. He was, like... You could line him up anywhere. He's, like... He was like Michael Parsons. Like, you could line him up anywhere, and he would do...
I think Max Crosby is better than Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
I do, but...
Last one, though, you see Tyler Linderbaum went to the Raiders.
Dude, massive overpay, yeah. Dude. But that's what the Raiders have to do, right? If they want to land this top-level free agency,
no one's
going to
come to the Raiders just because.
But, dude, the Raiders have been cooking in free agency. Let's run down the free agents that they've signed here. N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, Tyler Linderbaum, Jalen Naylor.
They're going to have so many. If they get Fernando, that might be a
Ashton Gentry team. They have Brock Bowers. And somehow they'll screw it up.
Somehow they'll go 2-for-15.
Exactly. Somehow, some way they'll screw it up. I wouldn't be surprised if they screw it up, Jaden. I really
like it's looking like the Patriots offseason last year.
But
like they're getting everybody.
Exactly. But like we say, it has to come together. It has to work out. If Fernando Mendoza doesn't work out, then I don't know who's going to work out for the Raiders. If Fernando Mendoza doesn't succeed for the Raiders, I don't know who will. I don't know who will, right? And this year's quarterback class is kind of weak. It's not like 2024 with Caleb Williams where you had Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and Reed Blankenship going to the Texans. That's a solid move.
The Eagles lost their other white boy.
Yeah, Cooper DeGene no longer can do his podcast.
Reed Blankenship.
No longer can do his podcast with him, but... So yeah, Jaden. What was your biggest surprise of free agency? Obviously, taking out the Max Crosby stuff.
I think it was Kenneth Walker, one of the Chiefs.
Yeah,
like,
it's
that's
just
insane. How do they get Kenneth? Well, first of all, how do the Chiefs get Kenneth Walker? And second of all, how do you just let Kenneth Walker go?
Exactly. How do you
after that Super Bowl?
It's like a Viking situation with Sam Darnold. You see how he did when he left the Vikings. He won a Super Bowl, and then literally your best offensive player on your team. Not even a discussion. The best offensive player. Did Kenneth Walker make the Pro Bowl this year? I don't know if he did. He might have.
I don't think he played. He missed a couple games. So I'm not. Maybe someone like pulled out and then he got in, but I'm not sure.
He's 25. Let me see here. Nope. He's never made a Pro Bowl, but yeah, man. I don't know why the Seahawks got rid of him, right? I think that was a mistake. I thought that was a...
And the Chiefs have, like, a top pick because they did really bad, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, they're going to have... If they get Tyreek Hill, that's just the
but
end of it.
Also, but Rashee Rice is going to be suspended. Yeah. Worthy, who knows with him. Kelsey's back.
As long as they have Mahomes, Kelsey, and Kenneth Walker, that's just...
If they don't win the Super Bowl, it's going to be a bust of a season. If they don't... If they go to the Super Bowl, it's one thing, but if they don't win it, then it's a bust. It's a terrible season. And... So, yeah, we can go on this all day, but I think the Bears did okay in free agency. I think that Quay Freeman was a tremendous signing, but
they're one good signing away from a good free agency.
Stop signing guys stop signing mediocre free agents. That's not going to help our team. I want players that are going to help us win now. Cam Lewis on the Bills, he's not a win now guy. I want guys that are going to help us win now. Max Crosby is going to help us win now. Myles Garrett is going to help us win now. Trey Henderson, even though he's on the Ravens, is going to help us win now. They're going to help the Ravens win now. And I swear to God, if I do not get a notification on my phone that says the Chicago Bears have signed Max Crosby, I'm going to flip out, man. But Jaden, my Milwaukee Northwest Wolves, what the heck happened? I did not watch any of the game. I need to go back and watch the whole game. What in the world is going on? That's what happens, Jaden, when you look ahead to teams.
Yeah, I think they probably came in thinking
they looked ahead to Milwaukee.
Yeah, they're like, we need to prepare for Milwaukee. Like,
we
got this game.
You can never look ahead in the state tournament. You just can't. The state tournament is everybody's best shot. Everybody's gonna want to get your best shot at you. You can never look ahead in the state tournament. You just can't. Because Jaden, you know what happens if you do? You lose. You lose. And Northwest paid the price because of that. Northwest paid the price, and they ended up losing to Johnston. Jaden, did you watch any of the game?
Mm-mm. I just got the notification.
I can't tell you what happened because I didn't watch it, but what a disappointment.
I think they were making fun of like Mac. No.
Nah, they were making, yeah, they were making fun of Nash. Bro, those,
oh, yeah, Nash,
those
Nash
bar
too.
Stools on Twitter, yeah. Dude. Oh, my dude. Gosh. They were making fun of Nash. Like, it was just... I feel so bad for the kid, dude. I mean, he's the same grade as my brother. My brother's a sophomore in high school. And they're making fun of a sophomore. I'm like, these Barstool accounts need to chill, man. these Barstool accounts need to chill out. But, Jaden, the season is over. And you know what's crazy enough? Both our girls and our boys' basketball teams lost to the same team.
Yeah.
Johnston. Not good, Jaden.
And haven't they been losing to, like, Valley when they had Jaden McGregory, like, the last couple years?
Well, that was an... you have Trevor
Like, they couldn't make it there. And this was their year to do it. And then they just lose to Johnston.
I told you before the Cindy season started, if we don't win the state title this year, then it's a bust. Dude, I just can't believe that we didn't beat Johnston, man. And I saw some Waukee kids posting on Twitter the Waukee score, or not on Twitter, on Instagram, on their story. Like, bro, come on, man. Like, we get it, Juwan. You don't need to post the Northwest score on your story. Like, that's not class at all. That's not classless, right? Jaden, you know why I'm winning it now? Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls hasn't lost.
Undefeated?
They haven't lost one game all year. And Waukee, you know who they play against? The Dowling Catholic Maroons. Mm-hmm. Go Tigers, baby. Go Tigers. Go Cedar Falls Tigers. Go Tigers, baby. Like Coach Ed Orgeron. Give me your best Coach O.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. We're going to win this championship right now. Go Tigers, baby. Yeah, let's go. But yeah, man, I think, Jaden, who's your pick to win it this year?
Probably Cedar Falls.
Yeah. Shout out Jaden Kimbrough. Shout out. There was this one kid on Cedar Falls who couldn't miss. Did you watch any of the Cedar Falls game? I don't know, I remember what his name was, but he could not miss. He was just automatic from three. And yeah, man.
So Cedar Falls plays Dowling. So then Johnston plays Waukee.
Yep.
What if Johnston beats Waukee, too?
I love that. I want Johnston. Jaden, I want Johnston to win, but Waukee probably will win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really want Johnston to win, but I feel like Waukee's going to win. So, like, you know, I just... And then Waukee is probably Waukee versus Cedar Falls, the championship. And you know who's going to win that? The Cedar Falls Tigers. I'm going to pick them to win. Come on, Jaden. You know I'm never picking Waukee here. Come on now. It's like me picking against Iowa State. All right? I am not picking Waukee. Northwest is better at every sport than Waukee. Speaking of that, how about the Northwest girls getting recognized at halftime for every what a tremendous accomplishment, right? Those girls deserve every minute of it, and I'm really proud of those girls, right? They do it right, right? They do it the right way, and yeah, man, it's so good season by my Waukee Northwest Wolves. Unfortunately, we did
it was cut short.
It was cut short. We did not come out with the win. I was hoping that we were going to win. But man, disappointing. I'm very disappointed. As a diehard Wolves fan and a Wolves alum myself, I'm very disappointed in the way that my Wolves...
Talking about disappointment, did you see the USA baseball team?
Oh, my God, man.
Who was even on Italy?
Like, bro, who?
They were down 8-0.
How are you down to Italy? USA has a dream team. You have Aaron Judge, Pico Armstrong, Kyle Raley, the MVP.
PCA was the only one actually playing in the game. Like, he had a home run, and then he had a 3-run home run. Like,
I don't want to hear any excuses.
Aaron Judge struck out.
That is unacceptable. You cannot lose to Italy.
Aaron Judge struck out at the moment he needed to be that guy. He always folds in the biggest moments. Like, the World Series, and now it's the World Baseball Classic. Like, how are we striking out to Italy?
Yeah,
how are we down 8-0?
Name one good Italy player they have. Who? Like, how did you lose to Italy? Italy is terrible.
And now it comes down to Italy versus Mexico. And if Mexico beats Italy, it's over for, like, we're not getting into the champ, like, whatever, the bracket thing. Like, so we have to root for Italy now after they just beat us.
Like, oh, I thought USA is the best athletes. What the heck happened? Dude, maybe this is reality check that USA doesn't have the best players anymore. But, like, we don't need Shohei Ohtani to win. We don't. Shohei Ohtani's Japanese. We don't need him to win. And Jaden, what the hell happened? What went wrong?
Like, why is Bryce Harper not starting? They pinch hit him.
Are they trying to lose on purpose? Why are you not starting Bryce Harper? Like, I don't understand. Italy is not a good team.
Like, Kyle Schwarber, Aaron Judge, Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt, like Bryce Harper. I can just PCA.
Like, it's just like, how do you lose to Italy? Name me one player on Italy that they had that's good. They have nobody. Nobody on their team.
In the actual, like I tried to look up the roster, and their best players went like 0-5, 0-4. So it's like the bottom of the bench players.
And yet you lose to them. Jaden, as an American myself, that is an embarrassment. That is an embarrassment to our country. We lost to Italy. Look up Italy's roster. Who do they have in their team?
You can just... That's who played last night. That's who batted.
Michael Lorenzen is Italy? John, like, Birdie, he's Italian.
Like these, their best players didn't have a good game.
Jack Caglione, I didn't know he was Italian. He had one home run actually. Damn.
It's just like, how do you let him score 8 runs against you? It's like,
it's just,
and it was this guy right here that was just cooking him. He reached base all 4 times.
I saw him play this summer at the Royals game, but all 4 times. Dude, he's a rookie. He's in his second year. How do you let that happen? I'm not trying to go on a rant here, but it's so obvious. We are the best country out there. We produce the best athletes. And this is how you perform? This is how you perform under pressure. Jaden, this is how you perform under pressure.
Like, I actually thought they were going to, like, tie the game, maybe send it to extras, and they just...
This is how you perform. Like, this is how you perform. In front of the whole entire country. The whole entire country is watching you guys. And this is how you play.
Aaron Judge went 0-4. Like, that's supposed to be their captain.
That is unacceptable.
It's supposed to be their captain. He always folds in the biggest moments. Like, he's supposed to be that guy. He's supposed to be the best player in baseball. And then
I think Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, when it gets down to the time and he has to be clutch, he just never performs.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. But I'm just very embarrassed, you know, because. I'm embarrassed. Are you embarrassed, Jaden? I mean,
yeah,
I know I am.
It's just, it's terrible.
You let our country down. How is Bryce Harper not,
like,
starting?
Like, I would understand if we lost to, like, Japan, Dominican Republic, but Italy?
Yeah, like, Italy has a bunch of rookies,
like,
on their team.
And they were down 8-0. Like, I would understand if it was, like, maybe one run. Like, they get lucky with a home run, but they were down 8-0.
Like, yeah, like, that's unacceptable.
Like, I would understand if like, Shohei Ohtani had a great game, or, like, if the Dominican Republic just dominated you. But it's Italy.
Like, yeah, like, it's it, that's unacceptable.
And now it comes down to Italy beating Mexico for us to get in. Like, we don't even control our own path.
Unacceptable. It is. I'm going to keep saying it. It is an unacceptable loss. You cannot lose to Italy like that. You just can't. The USA is supposed to have the best baseball players, and this is how we perform against Italy. Against a bunch of nobody.
It's literally just like us beating Canada in hockey.
Exactly. Us losing in our own sport, for God's sake. Like, what is going on? What do you think, they lost that game on purpose? I mean,
I
hope not. I mean, they did. You might as well just quit the team. And Tarik Skubal, what is going on with him? We're not on our... I don't know what's wrong with the USA. We're just not... Like, Jaden, what do you think is going on? Like, Tarik Skubal, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the AL, gave up a home run to Brazil? Brazil? What is going on? And Paul Skeens did bad?
And Mexico's not even a bad team. Like, Italy might be... Like, they have Jaron Duran, Randy Arozarena, Alejandro Kirk. They have Taj Bradley. Like, they're not a bad team.
But USA just has Judge, Schwarber, PCA, and you still lose to Italy. I do not get it.
Like, Mexico might be Italy, and we might be out already.
God dang it, USA. You let us down. You were an embarrassment.
We have the Avengers in baseball.
Well, Avengers would be Shohei, but...
We're just missing that last Infinity
Game. We don't need Shohei. Yeah. I mean, but... Jaden, I'm embarrassed as a USA, as a proud... U.S. As a proud American, I'm embarrassed for us. But yeah, I don't want to rant about this. Wesley!
Yo, yep. I saw him. He was taking a walk yesterday. He was coming back in.
Shout out Wesley. First to finish program, by the way.
Join up.
First to finish. Dr. Wesley.
But next topic. Bam Adebayo dropping 83 points.
I actually watched some of the game last night. So I was watching the Celtics. Yeah, I was watching the Celtics.
And they like took us over to a live view of it because he was about to break Kobe's record. Like, I used to be a non-believer of Wilt scoring 100 games, 100 points.
Do we have any witnesses that are still alive?
How is their footage, like, still further back from that? But, like, when Wilt gets, like, 50, 60, 70, no one thinks to, like, try to record or, like, do anything.
Because they didn't have that stuff back then.
But, like, they didn't think to, like, bring out, like, one of those, like, rolling cameras and stuff or, like, like, document anything at all.
I don't know. We'll see what happens, but...
But like I said, I used to be a non-believer of the Wilt 100-point game, but now that Bam Adebayo can do it, I think, like, anybody can do it. Like,
he scored 81 before LeBron
Bam
did.
Bam Adebayo.
Why do you think LeBron has never scored that
much?
It's
just, like, LeBron's not that type of player to just ask for the ball all game. Like, he wants to make the right plays. He doesn't want to, like, hog the ball, but, like when he was with the Miami Heat, he had, like, that 61-point game, and it's just, like, when you're on one, your teammates are going to find you. And if you're that type of player, like if Steph Curry asked for the ball every play of the game, he just shot a bunch of threes, I'm sure he could hit 100 points. But he's just not that type of player. Like he wants to make the right plays. He doesn't want to be all about himself. Like he just wants to win.
Yeah.
So it's like if LeBron or Curry or KD just wanted to have a night and they were on one, like they couldn't miss that night and they were just begging for the ball. Like I think they could get up there. They could get up to 70, 80, 90. But like it's just like. They're not that type of player to beg for the ball.
So the Celtics game that I was watching was actually the first NBA game that I've watched all season. And Jason Tatum came off the bench.
Yeah. Did you see Jaylen Brown get ejected?
I did. It was incredible. Dude, crazy. But that was a terrible call. Like that, you can't eject a guy for getting mad at it.
The second tech was valid because he was trying to rush him. But the first one, he was just talking to you. He's like, that's a bad call, ref. Like,
yeah. You can't eject the guy and you make a bad call and you can't expect him not to get a reaction. Like, if that was me, I would be mad too.
Unless he's like actually rushing you or like pushing you or something. Like, you can't eject him.
That's
that.
A soft
like,
call.
Especially it's the Spurs versus the Celtics. Like, you want the best players playing in that game.
Yeah, Wembanyama went off. By the way.
But like, no one will ever know because Bam dropped 83 points. Like,
yeah, people will not
overshadow.
They won't remember Jaylen Brown getting ejected, but. But Jaden, you can't call a bad play and expect not to get a reaction at somebody. You just can't do that.
Some of the refs are really good at that. Like they understand. Like maybe I did call a bad call. Like I'm not gonna give you a tech. Like I let it slide. Like you they talk it out with them. You know.
Yeah.
Like they understand that. Like
it's so high scoring to an NBA now.
They understand that players are gonna get mad and like get agitated. So they're kind of like lenient with it. Like they're like I'm not gonna give you a tech. Like I understand your frustration. But like some of them are so soft these days. Like
the ref yesterday was really soft. Right away. Yeah.
And it's not even the one that, so the first tech came from that like white ref right there that he was trying to rush. And then the other ref is the one that gave him the tech to eject him. It's like, know your place right there.
Like, yeah. And know your limits too. Like if you're going to make a bad call, don't get mad at a player when he gets mad at you. Right. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Did you see what Joe Mazzulla said after the game?
No, what he said.
He's so funny. He is. He said something like, let me find it real quick.
Pull up the video here.
He was like, I'll just play it into the mic. Hold on. Yeah, he was in the post game interview and he said,
"Just give a ton of credit to my high school principal. He had the balls to throw a student out. He didn't leave it to the hall monitor."
What does that mean?
What is Bo saying?
I give a ton of credit to my high school principal.
What does he have to do with what we're talking about?
He said, "Yeah." And he didn't leave it up to the hall monitor.
Yeah, my high school principal. Bro, are you high? Did he drink some alcohol before the game?
He's so funny, bro.
You know what's even funnier? Remember when? Remember the Jamal Murray, Richard Jefferson one? What?
Yeah.
What? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't you?
Do you think you can pull that one up? Look up Jamal Murray, Richard Jefferson.
He's like, what? In his face, he was like, what?
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Hold on. Okay.
Yes, sir. Don't you dare, yes, sir, me ever again. Don't you dare.
What are you talking about?
Don't. Just don't ever let that happen again. Do you understand me, sir?
Who are you talking to? Look at his face. Look at his face when he's like.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
He's like. He's like, what? He's like, what? Who is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
dude, that is hilarious. But yeah, my principal.
Yeah, shout out the high school principal for having the balls to throw out the student.
My hall monitor.
He didn't leave it up to the hall monitor, dude. Like that actually makes no sense at all.
What is he saying?
Right when that happened, he was cooking that up in his head. Bro. He was like,
all right.
I'm gonna say this during the post game.
Yeah. Jaden, Iowa basketball. Did you watch the game against Nebraska?
Yeah.
What is going on, dude? I thought Iowa was going to win. When Kale Combs hit that shot, I thought Iowa was going to win that game. Seriously, I thought Iowa was going to win that game. And you know what else, Jaden? It didn't help that he missed a free throw that would have won the game.
Yeah.
And he comes back and he hits a three. It doesn't help that he missed a free throw and he would have came back and he would have won the game. That does not help. And he's a 90% free throw shooter and he missed one.
I'm actually going to give credit where credit's due. Both of those players that should be on the bench actually had a decent game.
Okay,
they had a decent game, but I mean, they don't do that every game.
90% free throw shooting and you go 1-for-2?
90% from the line and you're going to miss a free throw. It's like...
And then he comes back and hits a three. Yeah. That would have won us the game if he would have made his free throw. Do you really think Fred Hoiberg's kid is that good? I don't.
No.
He's only starting because of his daddy. His daddy's a coach, but... I mean, what are your thoughts on Price? I mean, I just don't.
I mean, like,
he's not.
He's a decent player.
Yeah, I don't think he's first team All Big Ten.
No. If he said at Iowa, he would have had a better chance to do anything at all.
Especially because Ben McCollum likes 3-point shooting, and that's what Price brings to the table.
Like, he could have been partnered with Bennett Sturts. Like, they could have been a 1-2
punch. That could have been a dangerous duo.
Then he wanted to go to Nebraska. And
of course, Nebraska, our rival. Like, it's just. If I see his older brother Peyton wearing Nebraska gear again, I'm going to be really, really mad.
And now, like, Nebraska is going to be, like, the top 2 seed. I don't think they're a top 2 seed.
No. Heck no. Speaking of that, Miami of Ohio went undefeated. Like, they haven't played anybody. No. You cannot say that you're a good team when you have not played anybody. That's just plain and simple. You have played nobody.
They're not even favored to, like, win their conference. I think it's...
That's
who's,
crazy.
Who's in their... It's Mac, right?
Yeah. Mac is a weak conference.
Yeah. I think Akron is supposed to win.
Yeah.
So like they're not even favored to win, even though they went undefeated.
That's
like,
crazy. That's wild. But so going back to Iowa, I thought Koch had a great game. I thought Sturts did his thing. Dude, why is Housen not playing? Yeah. I don't understand why Housen is not playing, but yeah, man. Nebraska unfortunately came away with the victory. Jaden, you know what's coming up here on Thursday?
Your birthday?
In 2 days? Yep, my birthday. You're going to be 19 years old, Jaden. What is it like to be 19? I want to hear it from you.
It's the same as 18, I'm not going to lie.
It is?
Yeah. Nothing too serious.
Yeah, and then so my brother is actually leaving for Orlando, Florida on Friday. He's going down there with his friends. He's actually taking a plane by himself. Oh. He's 15 years old, and he's going to drive. He's going to be on a plane with his friend from school. He's going to go down there all by himself. And then me and my mom and my dad are going to drive up to Orlando. We're going to pick him up. So my grandparents are in Fort Myers, right? And then we're gonna drive to Orlando to go pick him up, and then we're going to bring him to Fort Myers with us. Jaden, you doing anything concerning break before we get back to the Iowa talk?
We're going to the Big 12 tournament. I got the tickets.
Nice. Did I tell you the story of how I was supposed to go there in 2020?
Yeah.
Dude, my dad had great seats for Kansas. This was a year when they had Ozbuki, Devon Dotson, Christian Brown, Silvio D'Souza, Marcus Garrett. They had all those great guys. And I thought Kansas was – I legitimately think Kansas would have won the Natty that year. I really do think that. That team was just probably the best team in Kansas basketball history. Did not win a title. And
I hope we get to see the good teams. Like, I hope they don't freaking fold.
How many games are you going to like? What game?
I got the semifinal tickets and then the final tickets. So whatever the final four teams are.
So you're gonna go to Kansas, watch them, or?
It depends on who makes it.
Like, oh, so you're not going to?
Nah.
So Arizona, probably.
Yeah. So right now the bracket is the big teams play in the quarterfinals. So like Texas Tech, Arizona, Houston, and Kansas all have buys until the quarterfinals.
Speaking of that, did you see who won Big 12 Player of the Year? Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on. Jaden Bradley from Arizona. I mean, is he really? He didn't impress me against Kansas.
AJ DeMonza is better.
He is better.
Like,
AJ DeMonza is going to go number one.
Yeah.
I like Darren, but he misses too many games. AJ DeMonza.
I'm going to see freaking Darren Peterson call himself out of a game if I go.
He might come back. You hear what he said?
Yeah. Same with AJ Bonsa.
He said they might come back. Like,
but I think it's just like to get the media attention.
Yeah.
They both know they're one and done.
Yeah.
But hopefully I get to see like Arizona, Kansas.
Yeah.
BYU hopefully makes it.
Yeah, So I've been in the. Have you ever been in the T-Mobile Center, Richmond? Mm-hmm. So I went there.
They have that like weird court this year, right? Like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I went there for a game when I was playing against Utah State. This mm-hmm. was. Do you remember? You know what game I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was like a tournament, I think. Yeah. And it's a nice arena. You'll like it. It's very nice. And I actually have family that lives in Kansas City. My aunt and uncle live there, and then my grandparents live in Kansas City too. So we stayed there with them, and you're gonna like it a lot. It's a great arena, and I hope that you have a great time there. And hopefully that you cheer for Kansas.
Yeah, hopefully the good teams make it to the friggin' semifinals.
Yeah, if we have speaking of Arizona State, you see they fired their coach.
Yeah,
I mean it's not his fault. I mean at the end of the day, the players are the ones that are playing, right? And hey, could UConn bring him in as an assistant? Why not, Jaden?
Maybe.
If your brother just got fired as a head coach, would you want to bring him on as assistant? Yes, I would. And So yeah, Jaden. What team are you looking forward to the most? Obviously, you know you're gonna go to Iowa State, but we know that you don't.
I've already watched Arizona and Iowa State. So, I mean, Kansas and BYU.
Dude, if they play, that's gonna be especially because Kansas City is right there. Yeah. Kansas fans travel well. They're gonna.
Because I think if BYU wins, I think it's tonight. Then they would play Houston. I mean, Houston's a good team too. Who do they got? That Kingston Flemings. He's good.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm looking forward to watching if Darren Peterson actually wants to play. Bryson Tiller, yeah. What's the Melvin Council? What's the Flory Badunga?
Yeah,
all those players. I mean, I've already watched Arizona, so it's like, you know, Texas Tech don't even have their star player anymore, JT Toppin. So I mean,
what happened with? Oh yeah, he got hurt.
Tore his ACL, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Iowa State should be able to. If Iowa State don't beat Texas Tech without JT Toppin, it's just like
that's an embarrassment.
This has been the season, honestly. But I'm hoping it's a good tournament, like the best conference in basketball this year for sure. But
yeah,
going back to Bam Adebayo, did you see Asia Wilson was there?
Yeah,
Asia Wilson.
They're dating.
They both are the active highest scoring games in WNBA and NBA. Like. I think Asia had 53. That's the most in the WNBA. And Bam just dropped 83. But yeah. I'm just still like stunned and flabbergasted. Like how do you let Bam, like, I'm not knocking him, but like Bam Adebayo, 83 points. I didn't think that ever happened in the history of the NBA. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, he shot like the worst. If he actually like made his free throws, he shot like, let me pull up what he shot.
Yeah.
He had like the most free throws ever. He broke the free throw record. And it's like, And especially back in the day when there was like no rules, like you could goaltend, you could just grab the ball and put it in the rim, and you could goaltend your own. Like I bet Will was just like taking his own teammate shots off the rim, like yeah. before they even got in, and just dunking the ball.
So yeah.
Let me see. Bam Adebayo shot 36 free. He shot 43 free throws and he made 36, and he shot 20 for 43 from the field, so less than 50%. So imagine if like. Like, that's like Kobe numbers. Like, he's just chucking up shots.
Yeah.
Like, if like, KD or Anthony Edwards, if they just chucked up a bunch of shots, if Luka chucked up a bunch of shots, they could get 83 as well. So, it's like, Bam Adebayo is scoring 83 points. I mean, it's impressive. Like, you have the second most points of all time. But, I mean, I think your teammates were just feeding you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I mean... Like, that's incredible stuff. Like, you got 83 points, second most all time. You passed Kobe's record. Did you see? They showed it in the Lakers arena, the crypto arena, and they were booing him because he passed Kobe.
Were they really?
But it's like, 83 points is, like, insane, though.
Yeah, no, like, it is. I don't think people realize how many points. Yeah, like, that's a lot of.
Like 83 seems like a lot because it is a lot. Like, but he shot 43 free throws. And it's
did
like,
he really?
Yeah.
In the whole game?
Yeah, 43 free throws.
Are you serious? That's so how like he got most of his points.
Half of his points were from free throws.
Yeah. Do you think they were following him on purpose because they wanted... Or
no, they
the
were
refs
like,
were,
actually,
the
they
refs
were like,
are probably
yeah,
just wanting
they
him.
They were like actually trying to guard him and like
oh,
not,
so now they care about yeah. playing good defense now.
But like they were just giving him and ones all game. Like and it was like the softest stuff. So I think the refs wanted to see the points get...
So going back to play. Iowa, they play today at 11 against Maryland.
The Big Ten tournament starts?
It's in Chicago, yeah. Mm. And I just want to see Iowa do well, right? And they've beaten Maryland at home this year. They lost to Maryland on the road. They've split games, and if they can get this game, they can win this game today against Maryland. That'd be huge.
Right? Did they get a first round bye?
I don't think that they did, but they played today at 11 in Chicago. I actually have family that are in Chicago, and they're Iowa fans. So yeah, it's very cool to see. It's very I like it. I like the you know, obviously the I like Iowa, and but yeah, I just want to see Iowa play Iowa basketball, right? Don't try to be any team that you're not. And I think that this first season under Ben McCollum has been a very, very big success. The guy won 20 games in year one. I mean, that's pretty good for Ben McCollum. And
dang, they got like the hardest path to
Iowa.
Yeah, they'd have to play. I mean, like Ohio State's not that good,
but they beat Ohio State.
They'd have to play Michigan. Ooh. So that's the number one.
They almost beat Michigan. They should have beat Michigan.
And then they have to play Illinois after that.
Illinois has the home crowd advantage because of, you know, obviously them being.
But like Nebraska's on the other side. So like if they make it to the championship, they'd have to play Nebraska for it. Or Michigan State. Michigan State's better.
You think Michigan State's better than Nebraska?
Yeah.
I do too. I think that they're better. Do you think Michigan State's better than Michigan?
No.
I think Michigan's better. But did they sweep this year? Did they win both games at Michigan State? Did they beat Michigan State? I think they beat Michigan State both times this year.
Michigan. They won last game at home against Michigan State, and then they swept them.
Izzo and the Spartans, man. But yeah, man, I just want to see Iowa play well. Right? I don't want to see them.
Dude, you remember Cassius Winston?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Why? What about him?
No, like that's just I was just remembering like March Madness. Like I got something on my like feed the other day.
You
like,
know what's
Madness greats.
So you know something? So when Michigan State played against, I believe it was Michigan in the Big Ten tournament final 2019. I was actually there. It was in Chicago because, like I said, I have relatives that live in Chicago, and we stayed with them. And Cassius Winston was on that team. And I was, you know who was at the game? Fred Hoiberg, because his son played for Michigan State. And you know who won that? Michigan State. I think that was the year that they went to – I believe that was the year that they beat Duke in the Elite Eight and then went to the Final Four, I think. Yeah, was that right? I believe – so the year that I saw Michigan State play in the Big Ten tournament, I believe that that was the same year that they went – remember when they beat Duke in the Elite Eight with Zion?
Yeah.
I believe that was the same year. I think that was, yeah, that was right, yeah, because Zion's 1 year was 2018-2019, yep. Yeah, that was right.
I remember Zion Williamson playing, like, Taco Fall.
Yeah, remember his shoe?
Yeah.
His shoe, like, how does that happen?
He was going to jump stop, and his freaking whole foot came through.
How does that happen?
It was, like, that was bad looks for Nike. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, he's a big guy, like.
He's 6, I don't know, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say how tall he is, because I don't want to.
Now he's gotten, like, really, like, big, though, you know?
Yeah, he's huge, but
he's slimmed down.
He has, yeah. And he was like, I think in his recruiting class, he wasn't even a number one player. I think he was like the fifth best player. Who was the number one player? Oh, RJ Barrett.
Yeah,
RJ Barrett was the number one player in that class. And
they had,
look at the top 10 recruits from 2018.
They had the other Cam Reddish too.
Yeah, look at the top 10 recruits from 2018. I want to see who. I can look it up here. 2018 top basketball recruits. I can look it up.
Kevin Porter Jr., I think.
So it was RJ Barrett, Vermont Verde Academy, Cam Reddish, number one and number two, but went to Duke. Nazir Little.
Who?
He's fine. Bol Bol.
Oh, Bol Bol.
Bol Bol was number four in that class. Zion was number five. Charles Bassey was number six. I don't know who the hell that is.
I think he's on the sixth.
Romeo Langford was number seven. Solid player. Anthony Simons was number eight. E.J. Montgomery was number nine. And Quentin Grimes was number 10, who actually committed to Kansas.
He went to Kansas?
Yeah, committed to Kansas, and he went to Houston. Who else is in that class? Ashton Hagans, Keldon Johnson, Darius Garland. Darius Garland was in that class?
Ooh.
I did not know that. Trey Jones, Jalen Smith, Darius Baisley, Naz Reid. That's a good class.
Naz Reid?
Devon Dotson, Emmanuel Quickley, Andrew Nembhard, Kobe White, Kevin Porter Jr., Javon Quinterly, Luang's Dort.
Oh, Lou Dort.
Yeah, Io DeSumo, Joey Baker, Brandon Williams.
Wasn't Tyler Hero there too?
Yeah, Tyler Hero, my homeboy Tyler, right in South Beach. Kira Lewis, Ignis Brazinkis.
That's a really good class.
Yeah, it is. Sharif O'Neal, Shaq's kid, Aaron Wiggins, Cole Swinder.
Was Joe Wieskamp there?
Yeah, yep. Joe Wieskamp was in that class. That was a great class.
Talon Horton Tucker from Iowa State.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he actually played against Io DeSumo in high school, I believe. D Rose and THT went to the same high school?
They did?
Simeon, yep.
THT won a championship with LeBron.
Yeah, he got carried, though.
Yeah, I don't even think he played. He played like garbage time.
I'm talking about the Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, he was on that?
Yeah, 2020.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he just got signed like a year ago. He was seriously on that team? Wow.
He never played, but...
Oh, just like with Kostas. Yeah. Kostas Antetokounmpo won a ring before it.
And then Kyle Kuzma's over here posted up like he carried the team. Like,
yeah, right. Kuzma, you did nothing. I don't want to hear anything.
Rondo did more than Kuzma. I'm not going to
lie. What'd he say?
Rondo did more than Kuzma.
Honestly. Rajon Rondo, who's out of the league, did more than Kyle Kuzma. Let's look up that 2019-2020 Lakers roster, because that roster was great.
Like, if they kept that roster, they honestly might have went back-to-back, or they would have had a chance.
Daniel Oturu was on that class. Joey Hauser. Who else? Yep, THD was in that class. Joe Wieskamp from Muscatine. Aaron Naismith. Cormac Ryan. Who else? I'm trying to see. Philip Prosserview. AJ Green was in that class.
Oh.
Yep. AJ Green. Cedar Falls. Pete Nance. Tiger Campbell. That was a great class. All right. Let's look up. What was I just going to look up?
The Lakers roster.
Oh, yeah. 2019-2020 Lakers roster.
They actually had, like, they had multiple centers, and now they're struggling to even get one. Like,
yeah.
Why would we ever let Dwight Howard was actually playing like knock off Dwight Howard? Like,
all right, here's their roster. Wait, let me. All right, Kostas Antetokounmpo didn't do anything. Mm-mm. He's 6'10". Damn, I did not know that. Is he older? No, he's younger than Giannis.
Yeah, I think.
Avery Giannis. Bradley, solid. Devonte Kakuk.
He never played.
KCP.
KCP was a good knockdown shooter.
Yeah, Alex Caruso.
He was like their glue guy for
He was. Quinn Cook, who was not bad.
Nah.
Anthony Davis, obviously.
Yeah.
Jared Dudley, Danny Green, THT, Dwight Howard, LeBron, Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee, Markieff Morris, Rajon Rondo, J.R. Smith, Deion Waiters.
Like Kyle Kuzma played his role, but it's not like he carried.
Danny Green was also a knockdown shooter.
Yeah. He just missed that one, like, in game, like, 5. That would have won the series. But it's like, Danny Green has 3 rings, doesn't he?
Yeah, he went with the Spurs, Raptors, yeah. And he followed Kawhi. Yeah. He's like, Kawhi, I want to go with you. But,
what a great team.
Were you a Lakers fan then? Or
yeah.
You were? You've always...
Like, right when LeBron got there, 2018.
So, bandwagon?
Yeah. LeBron bandwagon. I admit it.
LeBron Glazer. Have you seen those My Glorious King?
Yeah.
Like, why do people call him that?
Sunshine.
Why do people call him that, My Glorious King? Like, he's not your Glorious King. Oh my God, my Pookie Bear. LeBron James. Oh my God. LeBron.
Then they had to have, they used to have, like, Brennan Ingram,
yep.
Lonzo Ball,
Lonzo,
Julius Randle.
Zubats.
They had Zubats. They had such a good team, and they just traded all the way for Anthony Davis.
Well, I mean, they won a ring, but.
Yeah.
We can go back and look at the 2018-2019 season.
It's like, they just had, like, if LeBron didn't go there, the Lakers would have had so much talent, right?
Here's their roster. Lonzo Ball, Isaac Bunga.
Ooh, he's a good 2K player. I had him in 2K.
Actually?
Yeah.
Reggie Bullock, solid. KCP, Alex Caruso, Tyson Chandler, Josh Hart.
Dude, they had Josh Hart, too. Oh, my gosh. Dude.
Brandon Ingram, LeBron, Jamario Jones.
Lance Stevenson, didn't they?
Yep. Mort Wagner was on the late.
They actually had so many players there.
I forgot Mort Wagner was on the Lakers. Lance Stevenson, Rajon Rondo, Mike Muscala. He was on the Lakers?
Dude.
Damn.
I'm telling you, the Lakers had like everybody. And then they just let them all go.
I did not. Damn, I did not know he was on
that
team.
They'd rather have Rick and Russell Westbrook than all these players.
I did not know he played for them. Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee, LeBron, Jamal Jones, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Tyson Chandler. Yeah, that was.
And they had Brook Lopez at one point.
They might have. Brook Lopez was a solid player. He wasn't bad by any means, but.
Like the Lakers just find a way to just ruin everything.
Yeah.
They get like such a good roster one year, and then they just let everything go and want to reset everything.
Yeah.
And they want to sign Russell Westbrook for no reason.
Oh,
no. Like, Russell Westbrook's not a good fit for the Lakers.
You don't think so?
Like, I thought he would be with LeBron, but it's like, he's just not meant for the Lakers. Like, he's doing amazing on the Kings right now. Because, like,
who, Westbrook?
Yeah. Like, he just had like a 30-point triple-double or something.
Speaking of Iowa, do you see Cameron Clark is with the USA team? How did she do last night? Did you watch any of it?
Uh-uh. They played?
Yeah, just from what I've heard from people and saying that that she played and stuff. But no, I didn't watch any of it. I wish I didn't even know that it was on TV. I just heard that people were saying that he or she was.
So it's like the national team was playing?
Yeah. But it's been 8 months.
Can like anyone play on it? Why is Asia Wilson not in it?
I think you have to get selected. I don't really know the process for that, but I think you might have to be selected for it. But, man, this weather outside is so bad. I wake up this morning, I go downstairs to have breakfast, and I look out the window, and I'm like, it's snowing?
Yeah.
Like, yesterday it was 60 degrees out, and now it's snowing already? Like, what is going on, man? Like, I don't know what to say. I mean, I just don't. That's Iowa for you, Jaden.
Yeah, it was literally just sunny and, like, warm. 60,
like 12 hours ago, not even. And now it's snowing already, which is kind of sad, to be honest with you, man. But, I mean, hey, it's Iowa. You never know what you're going to get, right?
They play tonight?
Who? Iowa?
No, the USA team.
I had no idea.
Yesterday? I think they start tonight.
Oh.
Because I think their practice was, so I think they play at, like, 4 o'clock tonight.
If they
today.
Lose, that's just going to be such an embarrassment.
And then they played tonight, the 12th, 14th, 15th, and then 17th, and then they get their whatever their record is or whatever. They're ranked like number one, obviously.
I mean, USA is. They should. Why is AJ Wilson not playing?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, she's not.
It'd be like MJ left out the dream team. Like, that would just be. I don't really get the whole hype behind.
But they have like. Angel Reese and like
what? Yeah. She's a brick. She cannot make a layup to save her life.
So like, I'm just wondering like, how is Asia Wilson not playing? Like, did she decline? Because she'd be like the first one you offer to. Like,
yeah,
it'd be her and Caitlin Clark. Like,
or yeah, it would be. If Kelsey Mess was on the team, I'm.
They have Monique Billings.
Oh,
they have Paige.
Okay, but she's a rookie though. I mean,
Ray,
you can't.
Ray Burrell.
Who?
Mia Copper.
Who?
Chelsea Gray.
Okay, she's
De'Erica Hamby.
Who?
Kiki Irifin. How did she make
it? How? Over Asia Wilson?
Kelsey Plum, Angel Reese, Jackie Young, and then that's it.
They're just taking all the aces players minus Asia Wilson.
I'm just like, why is Asia Wilson not on the team?
I don't know. I mean, well, I bet I could look it up here and why she's not.
She had to like decline her offer or something. It says it's a routine mid-cycle rest for established veterans. As a 4-time WNBA MVP, she has nothing left to prove in qualifying.
What do you mean?
Asia Wilson is not playing for Team USA in the current FIBA World
Basketball Cup, Puerto Rico, because she has nothing left to prove in mid-cycle qualifiers. Yeah. Her absence, along with other established stars like Brianna Stewart, Nafisa Collier, is a common strategy to allow coaching staff to evaluate younger talent
ahead
of the 2026 FIBA World Cup in 2028.
Nafisa Collier is not even there either.
Or Brianna Stewart.
Like, what do you mean they have nothing left to prove? They can't just play. Like, LeBron and Curry and KD had nothing left to prove.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like,
what else does LeBron have to prove in his career?
They just want to win. They wanted to win the medal and take it home for us. Like, why do you have to have something to prove?
You don't. I mean,
I guess, though.
Yeah.
Like, so they can see, like, Paige and Caitlin and how they might stack up and play with each other. Because, like, Asia and like Nafisa Collier aren't going to be there forever.
But here's the starting lineup for you, realistically. Cameron Clark, a point guard.
Yep.
Brianna Stewart. Asia Wilson. Nafisa Collier. And who would you put at the five?
At the five?
Brittany Griner, just for height reasons?
I'd probably bring her off the bench.
Who's stopping that team?
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody is stopping that team. Nobody. I'd say, but nobody.
I'd say like...
Okay, so let's get like the easy positions
like,
down.
Like realistically?
Caitlin Clark, AJ Wilson, Brandon Stewart, Nafisa Collier, and who else? I mean, Sabrina. You got to start Sabrina. Yeah. Sabrina.
Yeah, she's not even there either.
Yeah,
oh my God.
What is going on?
Literally, like, we could have like a whole freaking starting lineup of people that aren't there.
Yeah, do you think they would still win? I don't know if the USA can... If Caitlin Clark just chucks up threes, I think they'll dominate. But, I just don't. It's like the dream team. Brandon Stewart has won MVP. Asia Wilson's best player in the world. Nafisa Collier, Caitlin Clark, and Sabrina. Who's stopping that signing line? Who's stopping that? Nobody. Nobody is stopping that lineup.
Like, we bring that to the Olympics 2028. Like,
it's over. It's over. No one.
They might as well not play. Like.
They're just too good. It's like the dream team all over again, except for the women's team, right? And I'm gonna grab my water bottle here real quick. It's just right over here.
And they can the next year they can literally have a God squad off the bench.
Yeah.
Like they still have like Paige and all these like up and coming like rookies and star players. Like it's just like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And.
I wouldn't put Angel Reese in there.
Heck no. She can't even make a layup for Christ's sake.
She'd be throwing the ball off the rim to get rebounds.
She'd just be doing that 500 times. And I think Angel Reese is only kind of in there for her looks.
Yeah.
And because she's a TikTok star and all that stuff. But
you had your starting lineup. And then off the bench, they could have like Jackie Young, Chelsea Gray, like
Skylar Diggins-Smith. Yeah. I'm trying to. I need to look up players here. I'm not really.
They could have like Arike if she.
Oh yep, Arike. She would be in another country though.
Yeah.
Brianna Stewart's winning 31. Damn.
I mean, Jonquel Jones, decent,
Kelsey Plum could come off the bench. Mm-hmm. Like, who's stopping that lineup? Nobody.
Like, they can literally sub all five out and put a whole new five in and still be
Jackie
like,
Young could come off the bench.
Courtney Williams is decent on the Lynx.
Yeah. Nawessa Smith? No, she's bad. Alyssa Thomas? Yeah, Alyssa Thomas could come off the bench.
And then, like, when these new, like, Sarah Strong and Azzie Fudd.
Oh? No, I'm kidding.
And then when
look at this picture right here. Look at the amount of all-stars in this picture.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that. That's just crazy. You have Asia Wilson, the best player in the world. You have Chelsea Gray. You have Jackie Young. You have does Kalia Kovaroy deserve to be in that?
I mean, she's our. I mean, she won Finals MVP 1 year.
D team is in that. She did.
Yeah.
Kelsey Plum, obviously, Jewel Lloyd. Nafisa, I mean, look at this, bro. I bet you could take half those girls off and they would still win the whole thing.
They could have like six players.
But what happened against France, though? How did they only win by one? They were so dominant, but they only beat France by one? How does that make any sense?
Like, and then imagine when like Ava Hyden gets in there. Like,
oh,
it's just like,
it's over.
We're going to run the league like forever.
It's why the USA is the best country.
It's just like the. In the
but
NBA?
It's the same with, here, hold up real quick. It's the same with the NBA. Once LeBron and KD, you see KD wants to come back. Yeah. I could see 41-year-old KD is checking up threes.
Curry said he would come back too, but.
But like Cooper Flagg. Yeah. Who else do you have? Cooper Flagg, you have not Jokic. Jokic is.
What it's like the global starters are starting to take over the NBA, but like that hasn't happened with the WNBA yet. Like there's no, they all want to play overseas. They don't want to come here yet, and there's just no.
I'm trying to think of some other players that would play in the future for the USA men. Obviously, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Edwards,
like Devin Booker, but Devin kinda, Booker, old.
Devin Booker, Curry, Curry, Adebayo, Embiid,
Tyrese Maxey, Cade Cunningham,
yeah,
Jalen Johnson, Donovan Mitchell. Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brown, like below like Jokic, SGA, and Luka, there's just like all USA players, like Scottie Barnes, Julius Randle,
yeah,
James Harden,
Yeah, what? Look at this score.
Kawhi Leonard.
Don't it be France by one?
Yeah, that's insane.
They had a, like a whole starting lineup of
Carl Anthony. No, I don't think he's.
No, he's Dominican. Yeah.
Eamon and Ausar Thompson.
Colts and Daniel Jones just reached an agreement.
I thought he was going to go somewhere else.
But yeah, Jaden, how the heck did they only beat France by one? Just how? France is not that good. They have like one good player in the next.
They had like that that girl that's with the Storm now, the Gabby Williams. Yeah, she was good.
She single-handedly carried them. But USA, number one, always will be, always has been. And we are the best country out there. I mean, it's...
We just have the best athletes.
Yeah, we do. Plain and simple. Except for baseball, which is an embarrassment. But, Jaden, what were your thoughts on the Iowa women game? I think we already talked about this, but...
Just a blowout. There's just no words to describe that.
No, you can't. Anytime you get blown out by 50, I don't care who it is. That's an embarrassment.
And you're talking about they're going to be like a top three, top four seed?
No. It's just so frustrating to me that...
Like, I understand, like, UCLA is not in their league. Like, they're probably two leagues and above them.
And UConn is two leagues above UCLA.
But it's like, you have to at least put up a fight. 50-point blowout in the, like, tournament championship game. It's just like...
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, I have no words, Jaden. I don't know what...
no words to describe.
You can't. I mean, it's just... It's an embarrassment. That's plain and simple. You got it. It wasn't... It was beyond an embarrassment. It was like spanked. UCLA just came out there and had a belt and just came and spanked you guys. Like, that's what happened. They got straight up embarrassed. Straight up, that's what happened. Straight up embarrassed. But and Juju could play for USA too, but whenever she gets healthy. But you know, I'm very embarrassed by the Iowa women basketball team. You see what number Caitlin Clark's going to wear, by the way? 12?
12?
Dinah Taurasi wore that number, which I think Caitlin Clark is better than Dinah Taurasi. But
I find it interesting, like, what numbers people all wear for, like the Olympics.
Why can't you wear a number that you wear in the WWE? Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's like, because, like, some, like, if Asia Wilson was on the team, like, you'd have to fight between 22. So it's like...
Yeah, that is true. And I don't think AJ
Wilson... They usually wear, like, lower numbers for the... So it's not like...
AJ Wilson wears number 9, so I don't think that'd be a problem. But you know who wore number 9 for the men? Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, very, very disappointed, Jaden. And So, Kansas basketball. They beat Kansas State on Saturday. Great win. Senior night, everything. Melbourne Council played well. Trey White is coming on at the right time. If you end up watching Kansas, watch what number is Trey White? Oh, he's number 3.
He's the one that dropped like...
He has all the tattoos on his arm, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that game. He was going crazy.
He was. And, Jaden, guess what? They swept the Wildcats. Wasn't even close. They swept the Wildcats, and very... Very happy for Kansas. You know, they've had ups and downs this year, obviously, with Darren not playing, and Darren does play and all that stuff. But, I'm looking forward to seeing how they play in the Big 12 tournament.
And, like, the dream semifinals would be like
KU and Arizona, KU, like, honestly, BYU,
Texas Tech. I don't want to see Texas Tech because they don't even have their star player.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, I'd probably have to put like Iowa State, Arizona, Houston or BYU, and then Kansas.
Yeah.
So, like, it'd be...
Houston. They beat BYU. Yeah. They beat Arizona. They beat Iowa State.
Arizona versus Iowa State again. And then Houston versus BYU, whoever wins that, and then Kansas. Because I don't think... Kansas can't lose to TCU or Oklahoma State.
Like, they lost to Cincinnati at home.
Like, just like... If they lose, like, I might just leave. I might go back home if they lose to one of those teams.
Yeah, that's an that'd be probably even a bigger, more embarrassment than Iowa losing to UCLA. But, Jaden. So for my birthday, Jaden, I'm just going to chill at home, right? Going to have some family come over and just chill and celebrate my 19th. Dude, I can't believe I'm going to be 19, man. I just, are you 19 right now? Or are you 20? When do you turn 20?
July.
Oh, nice. We're going to be the same age, Jaden. How do you feel about that?
Awesome sauce.
Awesome. So you were born in May of 2006?
July.
Okay. You just said July. I don't know why I said May. Yeah. I don't know. Get that out of my head.
Big 20 this year. I'm low-key unk now.
Turning it one year you'll be able to drink. I do not plan on... Do you plan on drinking? I don't either. I don't.
Maybe like... Just like a taste, you know what I'm saying? Like a swig. But like I don't even want to for real.
Yeah. I'll be the guy that at a bar, when most people are drinking, I'll just order a soda or something. Because that's just not me,
right? I'm always going to have to be the freaking designated driver.
The backup driver. I can't believe it's March already. And, it's very cool to see, do you see High Point got in, by the way? High Point?
Yeah.
Brendan House's brother is on High Point. And that's really cool to see.
And Chase Henderson, his team is playing tonight to go to win the
Montana.
No, it's just regular Montana.
Oh yeah,
like he's the one that put the sticker on to put him into the final.
Nice, shout out Chase Hendo, Hoover alum. Hendo. Hoover alum, and how many Hoover people go here to DMAC that you know?
Not that many, like three.
Who are they? Do you know?
One of them's Michelle, and then there's
Who's Michelle?
Dude, I don't think you've ever seen her.
No.
There was those two that I was talking to right there. Remember?
Oh yeah, that girl out there. Yeah.
And then the guy went there too, Grayson. So that's three. Then there's another dude too. That's
about it. You don't know his name? That's it. That's all that.
Yeah, that's all I know for real. I mean, there's a Hoover dude that goes to the Boone campus.
Oh, nice.
He's like the student coach for the basketball team.
Student? What is a student coach? Like,
you gotta ask him.
Speaking of student coach, did you see DMAC coach? What's his name? Blake Sanquist won Coach of the Year. Yep. Congratulations to him, man.
Undefeated in the conference, man.
Congratulations to the DMAC men's basketball team. Us here at the DMAC Ankeny campus are so happy for you guys. We're so proud. Do you know when they play next, Shane? Look up their schedule.
DMAC, they play in the tournament, like the NJCAA tournament on the 17th. They have a first round bye. They're like number one in the nation right
Let's
now.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, DMAC, baby. Go Bears, baby. And shout out Blake Sanquist. Great coach. And shout out Kiki Dang, too. Kiki Dang is obviously my Northwest Wolves. We played against Kiki and Valley and Zay and Trevin and all them, and we did not win. But Kiki's a great player, and it's nice to see DMAC doing well, right? And it's nice to see them doing well and succeeding because we want all DMAC sports to do well, right, Jaden? And speaking of that, Jaden, have they scheduled any of the intramural games yet?
No.
We need to go back to those games.
He said it's sometime in April.
If you guys haven't saw, me and Junior are kind of celebrity stars with our video that we pulled. I'm gonna pull up the
that first clip.
I'm gonna pull up the first clip. I can pull it up here. Wait.
All the way. On his head.
Let's see if I have it here. I can pull it up here. I can pull it up here. Where is it at? That's the cut right there. I'll play it one more time just so you guys can hear it better. Dude,
it got like 300 likes.
I watched that clip by 500 times, and your reaction all the way. But yeah, man, Jaden, we have to make it a – me and you have got to make it a goal to try to get to the volleyball game and try to get to the flag football game.
I told him, tell me when you schedule it because we're going.
Who, Braylon?
No, like the dude that walked by.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll pop in. You know, obviously, I think me and Jaden are a good luck charm. I think we are. I think us cheering.
Be in the student section.
Yeah, we were there was literally nobody else there, man. We were the student section. And congratulations to DMAC, Jaden. I'm very proud of them, and I hope that I wish them nothing but the best in the rest of the regular season. And when do our women's team play next?
I think they're like the 13th or 16th seed, one of them. They play the 16th in North Carolina.
Ooh.
Long way away.
Yeah, that is. Do you know who they play? If you can. I think you go to DMAC Bears on Instagram. Yeah. I think it will show you who they play.
The DMAC women team. DMAC women's basketball. They play on the 16th at 9 a.m. Holy cow, 9 a.m. They're gonna play Monroe.
Who the heck is Monroe?
Who knows?
Monroe,
some D2 team.
Isn't DMAC D2 or what are...
Yeah, I don't, we're like NJCAA D2.
Is that like... Oh, that's D2? I thought that was like just like its own conference.
No, like that's... So like there's the NCAA and yeah. then there's the junior one. So like all the community colleges and stuff.
Okay.
So like there's the NCAA with D1, D2, D3 and then the NJCAA has its own thing and then there's D1, D2, D3.
So. Could you go to DMAC and declare for the draft if you wanted to? Is that possible?
You probably could, yeah.
Do you think that is possible?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could.
I don't know. Because I think you keep your years of eligibility.
So like, let's say if Kiki, he obviously is not going to play.
If Kiki goes to like Iowa State after he goes to DMAC.
No. I'm saying like you could just play 1 year DMAC and then you could declare for the draft. I don't know if you can or not.
But like if Kiki went to Iowa State after he played at DMAC, he would still have like 4 years, I think.
That's insane. That is just crazy. I just can't believe that, man. But yeah, Jaden for Northwest, you know what season is coming up now? Track season. We got to wait for Northwest to play now.
You can attend an NJCAA school and declare for the NBA draft, provided you are at least 19 during the calendar
That's
year.
That's stupid.
And 1 year removed from your high school graduation.
So I could, I'm going to be 19 in March, so yeah. Well, obviously everybody's going to be 19, yeah. right? And it's just... has there ever been anybody from a JUCO just came out of a JUCO? I don't know if there has been. Where do you think Kiki will go?
I don't know.
Probably.
Is this his second year?
First year. Me and him in the same grade, so he looks older than you actually. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm very proud of the DMAC boys and girls basketball team. I wish them nothing but the best. I hope that they, me and Jaden, are sending you guys great luck. You know, we love sports so much, Jaden, and we send DMAC our best. We want them to succeed. We want them to do well. And most importantly, we want them to have fun, right? If you don't have fun, then why are you doing it, right? And, but yeah, shout out Kiki Dang. Great player. And,
track season coming up.
Yep. Jaden, we know who's going to win it. For girls, tell everybody your pick. We obviously know. I'm not trying to force you to pick Northwest, but you can pick whoever you want. But we know Northwest is going to win. But who's your pick?
Walking Northwest
for girls. Yep. I mean, you know, we've lost some girls. Avery Winter, who was in my grade, we lost her. We lost Ani Van Zetten. But I mean, we just keep developing athletes, right here and there. We just keep developing girls that just know what they know what they're doing, and I'm so proud of the girls. I can't believe that it's already track season already. I remember when we were sitting here previewing the college basketball season, right? We were previewing the NFL season, right? And now that's already over, and it's so wild, Jaden, just to even fathom that we're already talking about all these people. But Jaden, here are all the New York Jets starting quarterback since 2000. All right. Vinny Testaverde, Chad Pennington, Quincy Carter, Brooks Bollinger, Kellen Clemens, Brett Favre, Mark Sanchez, Greg McElroy, Greg McElroy, Geno Smith, Michael Vick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Bryce Petty, Josh McCown, Sam Darnold, Luke Falk, Trevor Siemian, Joe Flacco, Zach Wilson, Mike White, who? Tim Boyle, who? Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, Tyra Taylor, Brady Cook, and now Geno Smith. Oh, we need to talk about the Geno Smith trade. We haven't talked about that. Jaden, what are your thoughts on the... I mean...
I think that's a lose-lose situation.
The Jets will always be the Jets. Yeah. I mean...
It's not like he's going to do any... Like, Geno Smith, honestly, on the Seahawks, wasn't a bad quarterback. But now he just threw the most picks... in the league.
I mean, it's the Raiders.
Yeah, it's not like you can't be good on the Raiders, but then he's going to go to the Jets. You can't be good on the Jets either. So it's like, the Jets aren't going to get anything out of him because it's the Jets. And the Jets just wasted however many picks to get him. So yeah, it's a lose-lose scenario.
He's what, like 37?
Yeah.
You know that's Jeremiah Smith's cousin, by the way? I don't think I
want to
know that. But, let's look up Geno Smith here. He's 35. So, I mean, not... Probably got a couple more years left in him, but I mean, why do you want Geno Smith back? What has he done? What did he do with the Jets? He didn't do anything, right? And I just don't know why they would want him on their team. And so he's played for the New York Jets from 2013 to 2016. He played for the Giants in 2017. 2018 was with the Chargers. And 2019 through 2024, he was with the Seattle Seahawks. And in 2025, he was with the Las Vegas Raiders, and he was terrible. He was beyond terrible, to be honest with you. But yeah, just what are your over? I think you just gave your thoughts. I think my thoughts are. I mean, what is he going to bring to your team, right? I mean, he's not going to be a long-term quarterback. He's not going to be a guy that's going to be
like a 1 year.
Not
guy.
Even if like, they can.
Like a backup type player, but it's like.
Do you still draft the quarterback? I mean, do you draft Ty Simpson? Do you draft? This year's quarterback class is kind of weak.
Just wait until next year. Yeah. So, like Geno Smith should just hold him off until next year.
I mean, this year's quarterback draft class is weak. I mean, obviously the clear cut number one quarterback is Fernando Mendoza, but after that, I mean, who's after that? Maybe Ty Simpson. Maybe
there's just like a bunch of like there's the wide receiver class is deep in this one.
Maybe Garrett Nussmeier. I mean, we don't really know who. Maybe Cade Klubnik. Like, who's number two after that? We don't really know, right? And obviously Fernando Mendoza is going to go to the Raiders and all that stuff, but who's number two? We have no idea. And there's not. Whereas Caleb Williams draft class, you had Caleb, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Michael Penix. Like, you had all those guys are starting quarterbacks now in the NFL, except for me, Michael Penix. But I mean, four out of the five guys are starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and they're franchise quarterbacks. And if you can't draft a franchise quarterback, then why would anybody want to play for your team? Where do you think it's easier to succeed, the Jets or the Raiders? I think the Jets.
I don't even think either. I mean, at this point, with all the signings, I think right now it'll be the Raiders with all their help.
If Fernando Mendoza doesn't succeed, that's on the Raiders. Yeah. That is on the Raiders. He has no excuses.
I feel like the Jets is where QBs go to die.
Browns, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, Jaden. They had a good quarterback, and then they got rid of him.
Yeah.
For nothing. And, all right, Jaden, I got something for you. Would you rather play for the Jets or the Browns? Neither, honestly. Neither.
If I had the
Browns.
Yeah, the Browns.
But hey, if I was a good quarterback, they'd probably trade me too.
Yeah.
They'd probably trade me to another team. Just like I did with Mr. Baker Mayfield, who's now balling out.
Like,
with the,
you're either going to be trash on the team and the team's going to ruin you, or you're just going to get traded away like you're nothing.
Just like what happened with Baker Mayfield. Like, I don't understand why they got rid of him. I've said this before on this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. Getting rid of Baker Mayfield was the biggest mistake in Browns history. It was. The dude that let you do a playoff win, your first playoff win, I think, when was it? First playoff win ever? I don't know if it was ever, but
it was like in a long time.
Your first playoff win in a very long time, and you just get rid of him for what? You don't get any draft picks for him. You don't get any value in return for him. And where's that led you since then? How many quarterbacks have they had since then? They've had Tyrod Taylor. They've had Joe Flacco. They've had Shador, Jameis. I mean, geez, man. Gee, I wonder why that's where quarterbacks go to die. No wonder, because you guys can't even keep one for more than a season. I mean, even the Bears can do better than that. I mean, Caleb Williams is going to be with the Bears for a very long time. This is not about Caleb Williams, but I'm just bringing that up as an example. Why would you get rid of Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield was a franchise, was your franchise quarterback. He led you to a playoff win, and you just get rid of him for what? For what reason? Oh, the Browns. Oh, we wanted to explore new quarterbacks. What other quarterback was doing better than Baker Mayfield at the time? Nobody. I'm not a fan of the Browns, but it's frustrating.
They wanted to explore Deshaun Watson, like,
yeah, who should be locked up behind bars right now. We're not gonna get in that, Jaden. But do you agree he should be locked up behind bars? Why would 36 women come together and lie? Like, that just doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, why would 36 women come together and lie about that? I just don't know why they would.
I mean, money.
I know, but like 36 women. But why him though? Out of anybody, yeah. They could have picked somebody better.
And they paid him like $200 million in guaranteed money.
He didn't do anything. He did nothing for that team. What value did Deshaun Watson provide for that team? He provided nothing.
Taking money from them.
Yeah, taking money and going to court.
I don't even think they've like they've never like restructured his contract. So like he gets all that money. Like, and they're just giving him money for sitting on the bench.
Yep. I mean, they shouldn't. And speaking of the Bears. Why did they not get compensatory picks?
Yeah.
What is going on? If you're not going to give the Bears picks, you might as well just get rid of the rule. Like, every other NFL team gets picks. Why don't the Chicago Bears get picks? I don't understand why the Bears do not get picks. It makes no sense to me. Jaden, this whole rule they have is so stupid. Like, they need to get rid of it. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, Why do the Bears not get rewarded picks? I just don't understand. Now when Roger Goodell comes out and asks for the pick, I'm going to try to boo him even more. I am. When he says, come on, you can do better than that. No. I'm going to start booing him as loud as I can. Because this is on Roger Goodell. And Jaden, you know what that is? That's a bad look by the NFL. That's a bad look by the NFL to do that. It is. That plain and simple. That's what it is. It's a bad look by the NFL to do that. Every single other NFL team gets commissary picks. But why doesn't the Chicago Bears? Why don't the Chicago Bears get commissary picks? It makes no sense to me. And if the Bears don't get the picks, then just you might as well just drop the rule already. It makes zero sense to me why the Bears do not get commissary picks. No sense to me at all. It makes no sense. You might as well just drop the rule if you're not going to give the Bears picks. Like, Roger, no. Don't point the fingers at anybody else but yourselves, NFL. You know what I'm talking about? Do not point the finger at anybody else but yourselves. You're the ones that did this to us. So, yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Jaden? I mean, it's stupid. They just need to get rid of the rule. Plain and simple.
It's dumb.
It is. If you're going to have the rule, you might as well give the Bears their pick. Plain and simple. But if you're not, you might as well just get rid of the rule. It's dumb in the first place. And it's just, I don't get it, man. It's really dumb to me. And but yeah, we could be here all day ranting about that. I don't want to do that. Roger Goodell is, do you think he's a good commissioner?
No,
he's not. He cares more about money than anything. Let me tell you why he's a bad commissioner. This kickoff rule is BS. You know what I mean? It makes the league look so soft. This is another reason why he's a bad GM. Not giving the Bears the commissary picks. Like, what are we doing here? Roger Goodell, do you even care about teams? Like, seriously, Jaden, I asked myself that question. Does he even care about these guys? Because clearly he doesn't. If he were to give the Bears the picks, he would care about these players. Third, not doing anything about the Deflategate, just covering up and not acting like that it didn't happen. Fourth, Deshaun Watson. How does Henry Ruggs, who placed a few bets, get suspended the whole entire season? We had Deshaun Watson, who can have touchy feelings with women, get suspended 6 games. How does that make any sense to me, Jaden? How does that make any sense? You know what I mean? That makes no sense. And my fifth reason why he's not good, these NFL referees are terrible. They're bad these days. Those are my five reasons why Roger Goodell is not a good commissioner. The refs not giving the Bears their picks, the Deflategate, Deshaun Watson, and the NFL rules. That's why. Those are my five reasons why he sucks. That's all I have for us today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to my rant. It's been a long episode, but we had a kind of we started this on Wednesday.
Yeah, we couldn't,
or not Wednesday. We started this on Tuesday.
There was a transfer fair, so like
there was a transfer fair. We had to get that done, but yeah, Monday we started it. It was good to be back talking with you guys. Shout out to DMAC girls and boys basketball team. So proud of you guys. You guys deserve every minute of it. Shout out Coach Blake Sanquist. Great coach. Won Coach of the Year. And we'll be back for another episode on Friday. Will we? No, I don't think we will. This episode will come out on Friday. Or on Friday? We should probably just do another one on Friday. Another episode on Friday.
Just connect it with it. Like we
should start doing that. Yeah. On Friday, we will connect this one with this episode. It'll be a long one, but hey, if you guys are the real ones that listen to this, you guys will listen all 3 hours, or depending how long it is. Jaden, I hopefully that you have a great spring break. I don't think we will be back since then. I will enjoy my 19th birthday in 2 days, actually. So, Jaden, March Madness will be here. We'll preview it and go Iowa men, and disappointing loss by my Northwest Wolves. So, great episode today, and we'll be back on Friday too.
I probably don't gonna. So we're just gonna connect this.
What?
We're gonna connect it with Friday.
No, we're gonna do. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back on Friday. We will connect it with Friday, and
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Peace. We're back from spring break, everybody. We are back. Me and Jaden are back on the podcast. It's been a little bit since we've been back on.
This podcast has been just collecting dust since the last time we talked.
It's been very quiet, but Jaden, we're back. And first off, we got to address the elephant in the room. The Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team beating Clemson, a game that I was actually at. Jaden, you
were at the Florida game?
No, I was at the Clemson game.
Oh, yeah. So I thought you're, yeah.
Okay, so, but yep. we thought about going in the Florida game, right? Mm-hmm. But
that would have been
so
crazy.
So after the Clemson game, it was me, my brother, my mom, my dad, and my grandma and grandpa, right? They live in Fort Myers, Florida. The game was in Tampa, and it's about 2 hours away from where my grandparents live, right? And so right after the Iowa game, we drove all the way back to Fort Myers, which is like, it's just like 2 hours there. We got back at midnight, even after that. And Jaden, just a great win by Iowa, man. I'm so happy that we had Ben McCollum as our coach. Like, that dude may be crazy, but he can coach, man. I love Ben McCollum so much. Man, Alvaro Forgueras, we'll get into him in a little bit. What a great guy that guy is, by the way. Jaden, what a game by the Iowa Hawkeyes to beat the Clemson Tigers. What was the final score of that game?
Can you? It was.
I probably should know because I was at the game, but I forget, to be honest with you. I've had a lot of stuff going on, but.
It was 67-61.
67-61, Iowa wins. And what were your overall thoughts on the game, Jaden?
You know, they started off hot.
They did really good.
They were favored in that game, even though they were in the 9 seed.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be favored. They're better than Clemson. They're better than a 9 seed if they play how they played against Clemson.
And
I mean, Bennett Sturts, you know, he's gonna do his thing, even if he doesn't.
Dude, he
was
0-9 from 3 against Florida.
Even though if he's not doing his thing, he's still gonna draw attention to get other people.
But
open.
Like what I've been telling you, when somebody else other than Sturts can step up, Iowa is good, and we saw that against Clemson. We saw that against Florida. Other players than Sturts stepped up, and look what happened. They ended up winning.
I've hated on Cooper Koch this whole season.
Too.
I've hated him the whole season, but I have to give you props for that Florida game.
Yes,
man.
I have to give you props.
They were talking about, you know, let's get Cooper Koch a shot. You gotta get Koch.
He came
open.
Up with two very clutch shots.
I said, I don't think we want to run the offense through Koch here. Like,
no.
Let's get it to like Sturts. Let's get it to Tavion Banks. Get it to anyone but Koch. But you know, he hit some threes. I'm proud
he
of
did.
Him. You know, I gotta give you some props.
If Koch doesn't remember that like that shot that he hit when he was like fading away.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 seconds. If he didn't hit that, I don't think Iowa wins this game. I really don't. And just a great win by the Iowa Hawkeyes against the Clemson Tigers at a game that I was at. Jaden, you want to hear something that's funny? So we were at the Iowa game. We were leaving the game. This is after Iowa won. Some Florida fan was sitting all the way up top. So we were like really up top. We weren't like row down low. We were up top. And this Florida fan says, "What's the spread going to be next week when we play, guys?" I'm like, and then he was kind of trash talking me and my brother a little bit. So me and my brother, we trash talk him. He's like, "Hey, yo, buddy, beat Prairie View A&M first." Obviously, they beat them out loud, but like, you can't talk crap when your team hasn't even won against your team, man. I get you're a 1 seed against a 16 seed, but like, Jaden, you can't do that. Like, I'm an Iowa fan. We were playing against an 8 seed. I didn't think we were gonna win the game. I really didn't. But yeah. Hey, buddy, people that we were sitting against, what are your thoughts now in the game, buddy? Yeah, who's the one that's laughing now? Me. I'm laughing at you.
It was like a double ticket, right? Like, you got to go to the Florida game and Iowa game.
No, I didn't go to Florida. Oh. I just went to Clemson. So we were staying at a hotel. So we were staying at a hotel in Clearwater because my brother was in Orlando. And we went and picked him up. We met them in Lakeland, Florida. My brother, he was in Florida for almost a week. He was there from Thursday to Sunday in Florida. My brother, he was there in Florida for almost for a week and a half. And but yeah, Jaden, it was a really fun experience. We had a great spring break and I loved every minute of the Iowa game, right? And we stayed in Clearwater at a hotel for 2 days, and Clearwater's right by Tampa, so we was able
did
to
you do
nice
anything
and,
else while you were there?
What else did we do? We went to the beach. I got a little sunburn on my nose, you can see right here. Hanged out with the grandparents, got to see them. Watched March Madness, obviously, fell out of bracket. And speaking of brackets, Jaden, who do you have winning it all?
I got Duke.
I don't like Duke, but you got to be realistic here. I mean. Yeah. Dude, I think St. John's can beat Duke. I really do.
Yeah, I think they could, but like Duke low-key has a cupcake schedule to the Final Four.
They kind of do. Like, but when they have to play against, I think Michigan can win it all. I mean, I've seen. But how did Michigan lose to Purdue in the Big Ten Championship game? Like, how does that? But
that's just like Florida losing to Vanderbilt in the, like, was it even the championship yet? I don't even know. But they lost to Vanderbilt in the.
As long as you're in the championship, no one's going to remember that. But Jaden. We need to talk about this. The Iowa Hawkeyes beating the Florida Gators in Sweet 16, the defending national champions. How sweet does it feel? I love Ben McCollum so much. I love this team. Ben McCollum was meant to coach this team. All right, Jaden. Ben McCollum led Iowa to the Sweet 16 in year one, and year one as head coach. Jaden, let me say that one more time. Year one. This is Ben McCollum's first year as Iowa's head coach. Fran McCaffrey, he had Luca Garza, Keegan Murray, Chris Murray, Jordan Bohannon, Tyra Cook, Adam Woodbury. Mike Gesell, Joe Wieskamp, and he could never lead them to the... Fred McCaffrey had the National Player of the Year, and he could never lead Iowa to Sweet 16. Let me say that one more time, Jaden. Fred McCaffrey had the National Player of the Year for Luca Garza on his team. On his team. And they didn't even go to Sweet 16. And Ben McCollum was doing this with a bunch of D2 players. You know what that says? That Iowa has a better coach. Ben McCollum is a... Everywhere he's... Have you seen Ben McCollum's record over the past, like, 5 years? People said, like, everywhere he's gone, he's won. And he's... They're not wrong. Everywhere Ben McCollum has gone, he's won. And do you see that pregame scuffle between Todd Golden and Ben McCollum?
Yeah.
Dude. Todd Golden was looking at something. He's like, screw you, Ben, or stuff like that. It was just really funny. But, Jaden, how sweet does it feel? The last time I was in Sweet 16, Kirk Ferentz was in his first year as head coach. Let me say that one more time. Mr. Kirk Ferentz, Iowa legend, was in his first season as Iowa head coach. First season. He's going to be in his 28th season now, Jaden, as head coach. 28th season. That was the last time Iowa made it to Sweet 16. You weren't even alive. We weren't even alive, Jaden. My parents were juniors in college. And my mom and dad are 47 or 48 years old right now. That's crazy. That is unbelievable. What this Iowa basketball program has done, taking them to new heights. And all credit has to be given out to Coach Ben McCollum. Ben McCollum grew up an Iowa fan. He knows what this team is like, and he knows how to win. Everywhere Ben McCollum has gone, he's won. No matter who's at D2, no matter who's at Drake.
I think that's the best decision, one of the best decisions in their history.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he just brings a good culture.
And he grew up an Iowa fan, too. Yeah. He knows what it's like. You know, he grew up watching guys like Chris Street.
Was that the new president?
Who got elected?
The girl that I went to, Lori Suddick.
Ah, dang it. I wanted Joshua Baker to get elected, bro.
You can bring him on the podcast. But it's just like he brings a culture just like that. Who was the last coach?
Fred McCaffrey.
Yeah, he just...
It just wasn't...
Like, he brought Penn to the March Madness.
But it's Penn.
Like, it's Penn.
Like anybody could do that. Penn McCollum.
He's not doing that in the Big Ten, though.
No. And... Jaden, I just love that we hired Ben McCollum so much. And he grew up in Iowa, right? He grew up in Storm Mike. He was born in Iowa City. Ben McCollum was. And there have been a lot of speculation about him going to North Carolina or Kansas. Iowa fans, let's get something straight. Basketball fans, let's get something straight. Ben McCollum is not leaving the University of Iowa.
Yeah.
All right?
He's here to stay
for a long time.
He's meant for Iowa.
Exactly what Jaden just said. He's meant for Iowa. He grew up an Iowa fan. He was born in Iowa City.
He's meant for Iowa, and Iowa's meant for him.
Exactly. Like, Ben McCollum is not going anywhere. All right? He's going to be here for a very long time. We're going to be very, very successful with Ben McCollum. And if you think Ben McCollum is going anywhere, kick rocks, man. I don't really care. You can kick rocks. Ben McCollum is not going anywhere. He's here to stay. He's going to be here for a very long time. And, Jaden, you know what I actually saw the other day? 3 Northwest Wolves alumni are going to be in the Sweet 16. Can you name them?
3 Northwest alumni?
Are going to be in the Sweet 16.
One of them is that dude that always sits on the bench.
Cade Kelderman for Iowa State, Price Sanford for Nebraska, and Peyton McCollum for Iowa. And 2 of them are going to be playing against each other.
Yeah.
Nebraska and Iowa. But Peyton isn't actually going to play because he's redshirting, but Price will play. And,
Cade Kelderman went to Northwest.
Yep, he did.
He gets some minutes some games.
Well, he didn't even get up minutes when they were up by however much against freaking what team was it? What team was it?
I don't know.
They played Kentucky.
Some bum team. No, that was like it was the first round. I think Tennessee State or something.
Yeah, but Jaden, what a great hire by Iowa. Ben McCollum is here to stay. He's going to be here for a very long time. And I'm just so happy that we hired Ben McCollum because Ben McCollum knows what it takes to win. He's been a proven winner everywhere he's gone. And how sweet does it feel? Now we get a rematch against Nebraska, who I think we could beat Nebraska, Jaden. We beat Nebraska before. We're the better team than Nebraska. I mean, don't you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean,
like, Nebraska's not that good. Like,
all Price Sanford does is shoot threes. That should be your scouting
significantly
report.
Significantly speaking, if you can guard the 3-point line and you can guard Price Sanford, they have a chance in the game.
Exactly. Like, I've seen Price play throughout my high school years. I've probably seen him play probably for 4 years now. All that man does is sit at the 3-point line.
Like, in that first round, you know, when he was like, he was just cooking them on the 3-point line.
Yeah, that's
like,
all he does. Like, him and his brother just, Peyton, that's all they do is just shoot threes.
You know that guy on like High Point that only shoots 3-pointers? That's basically what Price does.
Speaking of that, Brandon Housen's brother's on High Point, by the way. But yeah, hey, scouting report for Price, guard the 3. That's all it is. Scouting report, guard the 3. And Speaking of that, the coach's son, Sam Hoiberg, that guy should be playing D3. He's terrible. Like, he's only starting because of his daddy's
coach. He had that one like put back, and he's like, "Yeah, I don't even know what I was doing. It just felt right." He was in the post game interview. I'm like, "You literally don't do anything the whole game,
buddy. Like, you're only starting because your daddy's the coach." Like, did you see him shoot an air ball against Iowa? Like, bro is not like, meant to be a D1
literally,
player.
Literally, I'd rather have Cooper Kotch on my team than Fred.
Honestly, I give Cooper Kotch a lot of hate. I'd rather have Cooper Kotch 10 times out of 10 than Sam Hoiberg.
Like, what does Sam Hoiberg do?
Okay, he's fine as defense, but like, otherwise, like, what else is he bringing
like,
to the team?
Like, basketball goes two ways. Like, you gotta play offense too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
and speaking of Iowa, Alvaro Forgeras, what a story and what a shot, man. Jaden,
that shot's gonna live like forever.
Oh, I've watched that. I've watched that shot probably 20 times.
It's so crazy.
It is, and
like I thought they played better the whole game. They played better than Florida the whole game. Oh. And I thought they were just gonna blow it at the end.
Dude, when Bennett Sturts hit that like leaning shot for a layup, I thought this game's over. We're not winning this game. And why is Florida trapping Iowa? Like, remember Charles Barkley in the post game?
Yeah, he's like, why are we trapping? You guys are up. They're up one.
They were up two.
Yeah, they were up two. Why are we trapping?
Charles Barkley is really smart.
I mean, you can trap, but then get back on defense. Yeah. That's just a fast break waiting to happen.
Thomas Howell or whatever?
Yeah.
The guy, like,
that's just a fast break waiting to happen. Like,
yeah. And then Alfonso Figueres takes advantage of that.
Like, they're trapping like they're down two. They're up two.
You're up two. Like, why are you trapping? And Todd Golden said that their thing was to foul, and then they didn't even do that. Like, what? I don't understand, like, what they were trying to do there. Like, speaking of Alex Condon, that dude's – I hate that dude.
Yeah.
Dude was playing cheap shots all game. Should have been ejected.
Anyone can do that when you're up that much.
Yeah,
like,
but no.
I thought Alvaro Figueroa was going to get ejected because of that punch, but he didn't. He was punching the
guy
ball.
Started it.
Yeah, he literally took him and he like RKO'd him, bro.
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do?
Yeah, what is he supposed to do? Stand there and take it like a?
But it's not like he didn't even make contact with him. He was trying to punch the ball out.
Yeah, like. The Florida guys started the whole thing. Like, you can't blame Folgeris.
And they were like looking at it and reviewing it. I'm like, the Florida guy started it anyway, so you got to give him something too. Then,
yeah, if you're gonna give Folgeris a technical foul, you got to give Alex Condon a technical foul, and you just have to.
I just don't like Florida as a team.
No, overall. Heck no, like, I don't like their coach.
They were
really
like the
weird.
Most overrated champion team. Like, Walter Clayton carried them to that championship.
Oh, 100%. Did you see that Jack guy, the muscle guy?
Yeah,
from Florida?
There was two of them. There was a black dude too. He's
on steroids, bro.
I'm like, you got to show him this game, and they showed him at like the almost end of the game,
bro. He's on steroids, bro.
He literally is.
No, there's just no way. But
they said he should have been out there to rebound for him or something.
I bet he could have done a better job. I bet he could have grabbed probably 8 or 9 rebounds. But Jaden. What a shot by Alvaro Forgeras. That shot will live in Iowa Hawkeye history forever. I think that win against Florida is probably the best Iowa Hawkeye win I think I've ever seen. I've been an Iowa fan since 6th grade. All right? That is probably the best Iowa win I think I've ever seen. Probably because it means a lot more, right? It was in the March Madness. It means a lot more, right? Obviously, when they beat North Carolina in 2020, that meant a lot. But this means extra special, right? Because it's in the March Madness. It's go to Sweet 16. Obviously, you haven't been to Sweet 16 since 1999. It means a lot more, Jaden. And did you see his mom was there too? What a special moment. Alvaro Figueres' mom was there. That's so special.
She like really gets to see him play.
Hey, he plays better when his parents are there. And I saw his brother Nacho is going to come to Houston. So hopefully that's good luck. Because whenever his family is in town, seems like he plays better. So let's hope.
Like right after the game, he ran to her to give her a hug.
That's so special. I love that, man. And Alvaro Figueres in the post game, man. My dad would be so proud of me right now. He went like this too after the game.
He always points
that
up to
so
the sky.
That was so special. I love that moment. And to see that and to see him. Alvaro Figueres has been up and down this year, right? He's had games where he struggled. He's had games where he's done really well. And to see that happen, see him hit that shot in a moment like that, he'll be an Iowa legend forever. And I'm going to tell my kids about this. I'm going to tell my relatives about this shot and where I was.
Like, I totally thought it was over with once Florida started coming back.
Oh,
like,
I did too.
Iowa had a 12-point lead, and then it was just like they couldn't miss.
I knew. I was like, I got
a
bad feeling about
this. And the big
this.
Guys were literally just like all in the paint, just drawing fouls and everything. And it's like, I thought it was over with.
And when Sturts hit that shot, when he missed that shot, I was like, this game is over. We're not winning this game. And Florida made a dumb mistake by pressing. That was probably the dumbest mistake ever. Charles Barkley in the post game, you're up, and they were up two.
Yeah. It's like, not like like maybe if you're up like four, you can press. But yeah, like you're up two.
If he
you're
hit a three, points. The game like and I
would, and Alvaro like he backed up to hit that three too. It's
remember like, the Joe remember the Joe Wieskamp shot against Rutgers where he just kind of tossed it up. That's kind of like that, except it meant a little more because it was in a March Madness.
And I'm pretty sure I were out rebounding Florida with like they had like 2 7-foot people.
I was tallest guy, 6'10".
Yeah,
and how do you Florida's get, tallest guy?
It's just like because they thought Florida was gonna like dominate the paint and be all in the paint, but it's just like Iowa outscored them in the paint. They out rebounded them. And it's just like
a lot of credit has to go to Tavion Banks. Mm-hmm. That guy had a great game.
If he didn't show up in the first half,
what's wrong with him? His free throws, man. What's going on?
He's like an 80% free throw shooter.
He missed like five. Like I was sitting there, I'm like, is he sick or something? Like what is going on here? But hey. They won the game. I am so proud of this team. I am so proud of our coach, Ben McCollum. He's a savage, man. Do you see what he was doing? He was going like this, having up the fans. Like I love Ben McCollum so much, man. Ben McCollum was meant to coach the Hawkeyes. All right. He grew up an Iowa fan. He was born in Iowa City. Ben McCollum was meant to be here. And I love Ben McCollum so much. That was the best decision our athletic department has ever made, hiring Mr. Ben McCollum. And shout out his son, Peyton, too. Shout out Peyton McCollum. Northwest Wolf alum. I'm so proud of you. Even though you were there for 1 year, you're still proud. And I'm proud of your dad. And so, Jaden, this is our third matchup against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And did you see what Peyton Sanford said? Peyton Sanford is going to have a decision to make. You know what? He's actually going to be playing against the Iowa Wolves.
Score his first points a couple of games ago?
Yep. Shout out him. I actually live close to him, by the way. Great dude. And but he. You know what's crazy? So Peyton Sanford's actually going to be playing in Iowa against the Iowa Wolves that day when he plays for the Oklahoma City Blue. And he said that people are going to be asking him about the score. But either way, he's going to be happy, right? Because his brother Price is on Nebraska.
Either Iowa wins or his brother wins.
So either way, he's going to be really happy. And
makes it to the Elite Eight.
Yes, yes.
Like, who would ever think that Iowa and Nebraska would be playing together in the
Elite
Eight? I was
just going to say that, yes. Who would have ever thought
like
that?
Before
Forberg was, like, this close to getting fired.
Before March Madness started, Nebraska had never won a tournament game.
Never.
Like, and now they have two wins.
And Hoiberg was there how many years prior? He started there in 2019. Yeah. Hoiberg was probably, I saw a video today. Hoiberg was this close to getting fired, Jaden. This close. And
if he got first round, he would be gone right now.
I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
Maybe
we'll never know. We'll never know. Yeah. Right? We just won't. We could talk about this
I guess he won that game.
I'm just so proud of Iowa, right? They hired the right guy as their coach. Ben McCollum was meant to be the coach, and Nebraska fans, you're going down. Iowa's going to win this game.
I hope Bennett Search shows up this
game. Yeah. You cannot go 0-9 from 3. Yeah. If you go 0-9 for 3, we were not going
like,
to win this
game. That's like shooting Klay Thompson numbers in that game 6. He was like 1-10.
What game? In the finals?
No, it was like the elimination game for the Warriors. His last Warriors game, he was like 1-10.
What year was that? Like 2022?
2023.
Prime
Klay was dangerous.
He hit the most threes, I think, in the, wasn't it like 14 against the Bulls? Mm-hmm. Curry doesn't even have that record.
Well, how many points did he have that like one game 16? That he didn't dribble? Yeah, he had like 30 and a quarter.
That's crazy.
And a quarter.
No dribbles. Like, and what he did this before the greatest shooter ever, Steph Curry. Like, but yeah, Nebraska fans, we all know who's gonna win. Iowa is gonna win, right? Iowa's a better team. They have the better coach. I like Fred Hoiberg. He's a great coach, right? But what Ben McCollum has done, his journey, it's just crazy. Everywhere Ben McCollum has gone, he's won. And it's crazy.
Who do they have after Nebraska if they win?
Ooh, I don't even know.
Look at the bracket.
Look at the bracket here. But Iowa will win.
So they play Nebraska, and then they'd play the winner of Houston, Illinois.
I think Iowa can beat Houston or Illinois. But Houston's going to have the home crowd because it's at the Toyota Center. So do you think they did it on purpose?
Probably.
But great win by the Iowa Hawkeyes. And first win, Sweet 16 since 1999, Jaden. I can't believe I'm saying this, Jaden. Coming into the season, did you think Iowa would go to Sweet 16?
No.
Heck no, I didn't.
I didn't know if they'd make it out the first round.
I didn't either. Heck no. But you know why they did? Because they have a good coach. Ben McCollum knows what it takes to win. He's here to stay for a while. And let's go, Hawks. You know what team let me down, Jaden? The Iowa women's basketball team. I thought, first off, credit to Virginia. They took advantage and they were hitting shots. Something Iowa couldn't do. Chit-chat, right? All you have to do is hit two free throws, and you win this game. Two free throws, Jaden. And she couldn't even hit one of those. and we lost because of it. What are your takeaways from that game?
They just weren't playing like they
should be playing. Did her thing.
Yeah. Hayden's always going to do her thing, but it's just like, who else is going to step up after that?
I mean, Schremlo played fine. Fearbach, I mean.
They just weren't on their game. And I mean, who did they play?
Virginia.
Virginia Don Staley actually was Virginia, on their game. So. Like, that one girl couldn't miss anything.
No, she couldn't. And I actually started watching that because I got back from the airport from Florida. We were driving back home, and I started following it. And when we got home, I watched probably...
It went to, like, double overtime, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch the second overtime. After that, I was like, I'm done with this, bro. Like, I'm not... First of all, the game should have not even gotten us two overtimes. If Chit-Chat Wright makes her two free throws, we win that game, right? But, oh, man, Jaden, I can't believe the Iowa women's season is over. I just... Ava Hyden is a star. She's going to be here. I've been telling you this, Jaden, on this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. She is the next coming of Megan Gustafson. She's the next coming of Monica Sinatra. I think she's a clone between the two, right? She missed a couple shots that you're like, she should have made, but she does her thing, right? Ava Hyden is a star in the making.
I mean, like, they would have eventually, like, hit South Carolina and UConn, but it's like...
They're not going to beat
UConn. They wouldn't have... They
UCLA
wouldn't have
made them look like a middle school team. And UConn makes UCLA look like a middle school team. But Jaden, when in the biggest moments, you let fans down, you let your team down. Chit-Chat Wright, you let your teams down in the biggest moments. In the biggest moments when your team needs you, you need to hit free throws. And you couldn't do it. And you lost the game because of it. The game should not even have gone to two overtimes. But since you missed two free throws, you went to the two overtimes because of it. And I'm very... disappointed in Chit-Chat Wright. I thought she let our team down. And Chit-Chat Wright is an 86% free throw shooter, just like with Tavion Banks. Why was she missing free throws? I don't blame Jan for putting her at the line. I don't. I've given Jan a lot of criticism. I don't blame Jan for putting Chit-Chat at the line. It's on Chit-Chat, though, to make her free throws. You let the team down, you let the fans down, and you let the community of Iowa City down. I'm just very disappointed in how Iowa played down the stretch. They did not play well. And Virginia was a better team today. I mean, was the better team on when was that game? Monday? Yeah, Monday. Virginia was a better team on Monday, and they showed it. And yeah, man, I just I'm very disappointed how the Iowa women played, and can't believe the season's already over, man. And Fearbach is gone, Jim Fee's gone, Stolke is gone. Feels like Stolke's been on the team.
Jim Fee was the best shooter that they ever had.
I know. It feels like Silky's been on this team forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has. But, you know, she knows, like, what it's like to play.
Imagine
for
if Caitlin Clark was with Stolke and Hayden. Like, they might have won. They might have won the championship two times.
We got an alert. NBA's Board of Governors approves vote for league to explore expansion teams in Las Vegas and Seattle. That's good. That's really good. We'll get into that a little bit later. But, man, just a overall an embarrassment. I was embarrassed to watch that game. I was watching it with my dad and my mom, and man, I didn't know what to think. Right? I just didn't like it. I didn't like the way Iowa played down the stretch, and Virginia played well. Virginia made their shots. Iowa didn't. That's why they won the game, because Virginia made their shots. Chit-Chat Wright had a chance to put the game away, and she missed her free throws. You let your team down. You let coaches down, you had all the players down, and you had all the fans down. I thought I was going to go to Final Four. I really did. No way in heck were they going to beat TCU next week if they were to play them. If you can't even do well against Virginia, how the hell are you going to do... How the heck are you going to do well against TCU? Right? And, Jaden, what were your just overall thoughts in the game, you know?
I had high hopes for the team, you know?
Yeah, I did
like,
too.
I thought they were going to, like, at least make it to South Carolina. They could beat South Carolina, but not UConn.
No,
but I mean,
no.
That would have been in the Final Four. That would have been a good achievement for the team. But I mean, Ava Hyden has how many? Two more years? She's a sophomore.
Yeah, she's gonna be so good.
She got some more years to come, and they'll get more players. They'll load back
and
up.
And also, but it's like, maybe next practice that you have, maybe just work strictly on free throws, because that what Chit-Chat Wright did was embarrassing.
Hannah Stolke also struggles sometimes.
Like, I know, but you can't blame that on Stolke. I mean, she made her free throws. She went 1-for-2. Chit-Chat Wright couldn't even make one. And Chit-Chat Wright's a better free throw shooter than Hannah Stolke is. So, I'm very disappointed in how Iowa played on the stretch, and it was a great season, but not good enough. You let me down. You let Jaden down. You let the whole entire Iowa fans down, and Jaden, what did you say before we came on here? They did it on purpose so that way they can give Iowa men
it was like
all
the... It was part of the script. The Iowa woman had to lose so the men couldn't make the Sweet
16. Maybe Chichat did that on purpose. Maybe she did, but yeah, that would be a good story to write. I'm thinking about writing a story about the Iowa men's team. I think that'd be a good story to write. And yeah, Jaden, I just really, really happy. Or very disappointed how Iowa played, but I'm really happy about Ava Hyden and the step that she took this year, right? Coming in this season, I didn't think Ava Hyden would be this good. I thought she'd be good, but not this good. And you know, Ava Hyden is just a stud. She's just such a great player, and I love watching her play. She does, you know, she maybe doesn't have the flashiest game, but she scores when she needs to, right? And she scores at will. She can score with her left hand. She can score with her right hand. She can hit jumpers. Do you see how she shoots her free throw like this?
Yeah.
But it goes in. I mean, it goes in. And Jaden, what are you most proud of that women team this year? I think just the emergence of Ava Hyden.
Yeah, Ava Hyden.
I'm proud of. You know, I didn't think Ava Hyden would be, like I just said, I didn't think she'd be this good. I thought she'd be good, but not this good. But, yeah, I'm really proud of how hard that they played this year. And I'm going to miss Stolke. I'm going to miss Fearback. I'm going to miss Jada Jimfy. And, man, it's going to miss them all, man. It was a great year. Looking forward to next year. And, yeah, so, Jaden, Cubs baseball is back tomorrow, baby. Speaking of that.
Is today opening day?
No, tomorrow is. Did you see who they just extended? PCA. A great move by the Cubs to extend Pete Carl Armstrong. All right. You know why? Because Pete Carl Armstrong, speaking of that, it's actually PCA's birthday today. Happy 21st birthday, by the way, to Pete Carl Armstrong. Happy birthday. Great player. Jaden, I'm...
Chit Chat right. Is she a sophomore, too?
Yeah.
If she stays, they'll...
I can't trust anybody, Jaden. I mean, with the portal I don't know if I can trust anybody, but I'm really...
Addie Deal.
She's going to be real.
I mean, if they all stay loyal and everything.
Let me see who the Cubs play tomorrow. They play the...
Isn't there a game today, though?
Yeah, the spring training.
Oh.
Cubs play tomorrow at 1:20 at home against the Washington Nationals. Jaden, what are your thoughts on the Cubs extending PCA? I love the move.
It's a great move.
It is a great move.
He was a good player for the USA team.
Speaking of the USA, we'll get into that. Just an embarrassment, by the way. But, I love the move for the Cubs extending PCA, right? PCA is a star in the making. He already is a star. He's here. He's going to be so good, and he's super young.
He was in MVP talks already.
I know. And if he can, you know how at the end of the season last year he was kind of in a slump? If he can continue to be good for the whole entire season, I think he can win the MVP, Jaden. I really do. And Cubs baseball is back on Hulu again. Now I'm going to be able to watch them, Jaden. Let's go, baby. Last year it wasn't on Hulu.
Do you have T-Mobile?
Yeah. We just got T-Mobile Wi-Fi.
They have... So, like, there's, like, T-Life Tuesday things. They have, like, deals. You can get, like, MLB TV for, like, all year.
So, like, Marquee Sports Network, uh-huh. The channel that carries the Cubs, they were on Fubo, and that's why I didn't watch them, because we didn't want to pay for Fubo when we already had Hulu. And now Marquee Sports Network is going back to Hulu, which it already started with, and I'm really happy about that move, because now I can watch all the Cubs games whenever I want to, and I can just chill and watch the Cubs games, and I'm looking forward to this year for the Cubs. You know, we signed Alex Bregman, who I think is going... He did well in the World Baseball Classic, but his team didn't. We'll get into that later. He's done well in spring training. PCA is going to be here for a long time. We signed Edward Cabrera, who I think is going to be really, really good. We have Ian Happ. We have C.S. Suzuki. We have, obviously, PCA. We have Michael Bush. We have Dansby Swanson. Nico Horner. We have C.S. Suzuki. We have Shota Umaga, who's coming back. So I'm really looking forward to this Cubs season. And Cubs tomorrow, 1:20. Jaden, it's crazy. Baseball's already back already. I mean, I remember when we were sitting here previewing the World Series. I do. I remember when we were sitting here previewing the World Series. And now we're already back here talking about Cubs baseball tomorrow. Can you believe that? I can't.
It's crazy.
And there's going to be baseball on Netflix. You can watch baseball on Netflix now. And
we were just talking about how the Dodgers were a super team.
Yeah, and now we're already back here already. And I'm really looking forward to...
How fast does the offseason go? It's like...
It needs to be like NFL. Like, yeah. They need to have this...
It was in like October. It was November, like the start of November that the World Series ended.
Yeah.
November, December, January, February, March. It's only like 5 months.
NFL you have... So they get over in February. March, April, May, June, July, August. They have 6 months. Baseball kind of is around the same time, but they don't have the draft in there.
Yeah.
You know, but... What are your thoughts on the Cubs season? How do you think that they're going to do this year?
I think they have a good chance to.
I do too.
To win the division,
especially with getting Alex Bregman. Cubs needed Alex Bregman. I remember when the Cubs signed Alex Bregman. You know what day that was? When the Bears beat the MF and Packers, baby, in the wild card game. I was sitting on my couch. This is when the Bears were coming back to about to win, and I got a notification on my phone at ESPN. Breaking news from Jeff Passan: Cubs sign Alex Bregman. I didn't know what to think. Alex Bregman is a tremendous baseball player, and when the Cubs signed him, I was really happy. I was. You know, I didn't respect the Cubs. I didn't think that they would pull off, be able to sign players like that. But yeah, just a great move by the Cubs. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the Cubs season. I think it's gonna be a great year. And I will be watching tomorrow, 1:20 p.m. Cubs versus Nationals at home at Wrigley Field. And hopefully that the there's no reason why the Chicago Cubs should not be able to come out with the victory tomorrow. So,
like, didn't the Brewers win the NL?
Yeah, last but year? They're getting worse. They're going to get worse.
I just don't.
I think
they
the Cubs
were winning by the power of friendship. There's no like.
I think that the Cubs are going to win the division this year. I'm not just saying that because I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but I think the pieces that the Cubs have signed to be able to make them a better team. You know, they signed Bregman.
I just don't think the other teams are putting up competition with the Cubs right now.
No, especially the Cubs. I'm not trying to glaze on Alex Bregman here, but he's a great baseball player. And that's what the Cubs needed. And I'm looking forward to it. And team, you know, next up, we have to talk about this. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I'm embarrassed to talk about it. The Team USA baseball team let us down. As an American, I'm embarrassed. How the heck do you lose to Venezuela? How? Jaden, I didn't even watch any of the game because I knew that the USA would not win. How the heck do you lose to Venezuela? Who's Venezuela's best player? A 35-year-old Salvador Perez? Like, what? I don't know what to say, Jaden. What are your thoughts on the game?
I was talking to my brother about this, and he said, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. Like, the world is starting to catch up.
How do you
and
beat Dominican Republic?
That's what I'm saying.
But then you lose to Venezuela.
He said we barely beat Dominican Republic anyway. It's not like the USA. He said the USA doesn't even have like the best players. And I'm like, so name me like the top 10 players in the MLB. And they were like, I mean, like, they're not all USA people, but like half of them are USA. But like,
well, Shohei's
the other,
Japan.
Yeah, but the other half aren't even on the same teams. Like, what I'm trying to say is like the top. Say take the top 20 to 25 like people,
yeah,
players in the MLB. Half of them are going to be USA. The other half are going to be like spread out across the world. So like the USA has the strongest like combination of players in the
you
world.
You have the reigning AL MVP, Aaron Judge. You have PCA, who's a rising star. You have Kyle Schwarber, who is a great player. Who else is on that team? You have Cal Raleigh, the reigning AL MVP. Cal Raleigh, wait, he got robbed. He should have won MVP, by the way. How it's do you like, lose to Venezuela?
They have Kyle Schwarber. They have
PCA, Aaron Judge,
Bobby Witt.
I know, Bryce Harper. How do you lose to Venezuela?
And they have Paul Skeens.
Possibly the best pitcher in baseball right now. How do you beat Dominican Republic?
I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, it was a bad call at the end, but they were still going to win. Like, Dominican Republic, how do you beat them?
Who has the best baseball players in the world?
Like,
I just don't.
And you bat 3-for-30 against Venezuela, against some no-name pitcher.
Yeah, like who is this no-name pitcher? Like, it's an embarrassment to our country, Jaden. Like we said, it's like the USA, it's like Canada losing in hockey. How are you going to lose at your own sport that you take so much pride in?
That's exactly the same thing.
Like, it is.
But it's worse because, like, we actually, we had the team, we had the players around us, we beat the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And how do you?
What team did we lose to? Italy?
Italy.
How do you lose to Italy, but you beat the Dominican Republic? How does it make any sense? Like, I just don't get it. And it's an embarrassment to our country. I'm very embarrassed as an American to lose to Venezuela.
Like my brother was trying to tell me that Venezuela had better talent than the USA. We literally have, like, all nine people batting were all stars.
Yeah.
Like, we have the best lineup in the world. We have the best pitchers in the world.
And they Tarik Skubal is out there, yeah, pitching really bad. Paul Skeens, like, what is going on? Like, I just don't.
Like,
three players on Venezuela. I think I can name you three.
I know Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna, Salvador Perez, Dana Puencia. Those are the three I know. U.S., those guys are okay players. Dana Puencia, I think, is going to be a really good closer for
Like, obviously, they're better than the rest of the world. Like, they're above average. They're in the MLB. They're the best players in the world, but
obviously
they're not USA.
Yeah.
They're not Team USA. They're not Aaron Judge.
And the amount of emphasis that USA puts on sports, that should be an embarrassment
to
our country.
It's just like they don't want to play this. It's like they're out there just playing for fun.
Then why are you there if you're going to play for fun?
It's like if you put them on the T-ball team, I don't even think they'd hit that.
No.
I don't even think they could hit off the tee.
No. I bet a T-ball team could play better than you guys did against Venezuela. I'm dead serious, Jaden. I think a T-ball team that hits off a tee, for God's sake.
Aaron Judge actually makes me so mad. When he needs to show up, he never does. It's like he's such a regular season like fraud.
Merchant.
He's a regular season merchant. Like, he always shows up in the regular season. He wants to win his MVP, and then he just disappears when it matters.
And Shohei actually does both. That's why Shohei's the best player in the world. Like, it's just...
Like, Shohei can't carry his team anymore.
No, because
one player can't do everything.
Yeah, that's why it's a team sport. That's why you see the Dodgers winning.
They ran into Venezuela. You got to beat Dominican Republic. You got to beat all these teams.
This team is so inconsistent. How do you beat the Dominican Republic, but then you lose to Italy and you lose to Venezuela? Like, how does that make any sense? That doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't.
Like, the Dominican had Fernando Tatis. They had Soto.
All-star.
Vlad Guerrero Jr.
All-star.
Machado.
All-star.
Like,
Machado's Dominican Republic? I did not know that.
O'Neal Cruz, like, literally...
The best of the best.
Literally, like, what Team USA is. Literally, like, all-stars. All around.
And yet you can't... I'm embarrassed, Jaden. As an American, I'm embarrassed for our country. And it's just...
In the last
Tarik Skubal won the reigning Cy Young. Paul Skeens won the NL Cy Young. And they play like crap in the World Baseball Classic.
The last two games, they couldn't even... They batted, like, 10 for 60.
Like, do you guys care about winning? Because you're there to represent your country. And if you're there, and if you play like that, you don't deserve to wear USA across your chest. You do not deserve. If you play like that, you do not deserve to wear the USA jersey around your chest. You just don't.
Bryce Harper is the only one that showed up, honestly.
Yeah. He actually is the one that actually gave a crap about winning.
He actually, he was hitting home runs. He was trying to tie the score and everything. Like you guys don't. They have Will Smith, too.
Yeah.
It's just like. The best catcher, one of the best.
Kyle Riley's better.
They had Kyle Riley too, isn't he on the team?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And yet you lose to freaking Venezuela. I just don't get it.
It's so disappointing. Such a disappointment of a team.
I'm embarrassed as an American.
It only comes around every 3 years. That's like the Olympics of baseball.
Yeah, and you play like this, and this is how you perform.
Bat 3 for 30, and
that's an embarrassment. That's beyond embarrassing. I don't even know what word to say for that, Jaden. I mean, that's just beyond embarrassing right now.
Like, I went on a whole rant on my story.
You should.
It was insane.
I saw it, too. Yeah, it was insane. You weren't wrong.
Most of my anger is towards Aaron Judge, because how are you going to say you're the MVP? How are you going to say that you're the best player? How are you going to say you're the captain?
Shohei's better.
They're going to say that you're the captain of the USA team, and you're not going to do anything when it matters most. You're just going to disappear.
A good player does well at all time. Does well at all moments.
Like Michael Jordan, he always he performed better in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like, how are you going to disappear when it matters most?
Yeah. The good players, they play well at all times. They play well in the regular season. They play well in the preseason.
Like, you want it more when it means more.
Exactly.
So why do you disappear? And did you see that they borrowed the gold medal hockey jerseys?
They
asked to borrow them to wear them to walk.
And
up.
This is how you perform.
And they can't even win. Anymore.
And this is how you perform.
And they batted 3 for 30.
You have Tarik Skubal. First of all, in the MLB, I think that they should just have an overall MVP. Yeah. I don't think they should have AL. Because look at the NFL. They have an overall MVP, and they have 2 weeks. The NLB should just do that. I'm not saying Aaron Judge is not a bad baseball player. He's a great baseball player. But he's not Shohei Ohtani. He can't do the things that Shohei Ohtani can do. He just can't. And what the USA did, I didn't watch any of it, but what an embarrassment, Jaden. I'm embarrassed to be an American. I mean, you have Tarik Skubal, the reigning AL Cy Young Award winner, and you have Paul Skeens, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner, and they perform like crap? I don't know what's wrong.
We're giving up runs and we can't even score a run.
Yeah, the Cy Young Award winner is giving up runs. Is this a joke? I just don't know what to think of it. And it's an embarrassment to our country. And Moving on.
I just don't know. I don't have the words to explain.
And then they make up some lame excuse. Yeah. Oh, we didn't play well. Yeah, no crap, you didn't play well. You can't even beat Venezuela for Christ's sake. I mean, my God. They have three players that are good. Ronald Acuna, wasn't Ozzy Albies on that team too? I don't really know, but
that one dude that barely strikes, Luis
Severino?
No, Luis Arraez.
Oh yeah, him. Yeah.
He's decent.
Salvador Perez, he
didn't do anything
older,
that game. Like, no one did anything that game except Ronald Acuna.
This is the USA's game plan. Oh, we can just lollygag around. Yeah. We can just play lazy and we'll still win. No. Dominate. You're the best players in the world. Dominate. Stop being lazy. Like, come on. But an embarrassment. That's all I'm gonna say. Actually, beyond embarrassing. That's the end of what we're talking about this, Jaden. My Chicago Bears. We have a lot to talk about since the last time we were here. Ryan Poles, what is going on? How do you not re-sign Byard? How do you not re-sign C.J. Gardner-Johnson? How do you not re-sign Jaquan Brisker? And how do you not re-sign Nashawn Wright? Like, how? I'm going to tell you this right now, Jaden. The Bears are going to be – their defense is going to be worse than last year. I know you signed Kobe Bryant, the football player. I think he's actually going to wear number 8. That's great, by the way.
Doesn't he does do that? Didn't he wear it with the
– Cincinnati, I think, in college. That's great, by the way. But I just –
why are, they're like one good defensive player away.
I've told you that this whole entire year, like, on this podcast. We're one good superstar edge rusher away from winning the Super Bowl. And what does Ryan Poles do? He just sits back and he doesn't do anything about Max Crosby. If I'm Ryan Poles, I'm doing everything that I'm doing whatever it takes to land Max Crosby. I don't think he's going to do it because I don't trust Ryan Poles. But like,
I think from what his story and everything,
he needs to be fired.
I think Max Crosby said he's going to stay with the Raiders now, like.
It's just, but the Raiders are. They're loading. I mean, yeah, they're going 215 again, but.
They're loading up for someone in the future.
But, I mean, they're getting Mendoza those weapons. I mean, everybody's saying it might be Mendoza. Okay, guys, what's just an elephant in the room? Fernando Mendoza is going number one. That is the most obvious selection, I think, in this draft. All right, Fernando Mendoza is going to the Raiders. All right, that's been obvious, I think, probably since week 5 of this year, right? But yeah, Jaden, how do you not, Kevin Byard's like match offer was like $9 million. How do you re-sign, Mick McCloud and Daniel Hicks, who haven't done anything this season? Name me one good thing that Daniel Hardy, who is Daniel Hardy, by the way, he hasn't done anything this season. How do you re-sign him and you re-sign, how do you re-sign Daniel Hardy and you re-signed, Jalen Jones or Elijah Hicks, who have done nothing, but you don't re-sign Kevin Byard, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Nashawn Wright, and Jaquan Brisker? How do you not re-sign those guys? Those were key pieces of your defense, guys that were valuable players to your team, and you just let them go. You don't even do anything about it. You need to sign free agents that are mediocre. Cam Lewis is not better than Nashawn Wright. Cam Lewis is not better than C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Cam Lewis is not better than Kevin Byard. Great player, but he's not Kevin Byard. This is why Ryan Poles.
Did they get Devin Bush?
Yeah, but he's not.
He was okay.
He's fine, but they got what's his name? Cooley Freeman, who was a great signing. I love that Cooley Freeman signing. He's going to be the Devin Duvernay replacement. And plus, he knows Ben Johnson too, right? He played with Ben in Detroit. He was a receiver for him for, I think, four years, and I like the Quay Freeman signing. Quay Freeman is a great player. He's not a Pro Bowl player, but he's a very underrated player. He can bring you a lot in the punt return game and the kick return game, and I think Quay Freeman's a better punt returner than Devin Duvernay. It would have been nice to keep him and Duvernay, but Duvernay just signed with the Arizona Cardinals, which I think is a great move for him. I think that he'll do great things with the Arizona Cardinals, but I'm just disappointed. I'm frustrated on Ryan Poles. How do you not re-sign Kevin Byard, who was clearly your best defensive player last year? He literally led the NFL in interceptions with 7, and you just let him go to the Patriots, too. He's actually reunited with Mike Vrabel, who he played for in Tennessee. He actually drafted him in Tennessee. I don't think he drafted him. No, he didn't. But I just don't understand how you don't re-sign Byard. If they would have let C.J. Gardner-Johnson go, Brisker go, and Nashawn Wright go, and they would have signed Byard, I would have been okay with that. But you had all four of those valuable pieces go on your team? Like, I just don't understand that. Like, it's just, I don't respect Ryan Poles anymore, Jaden. I just don't. He hasn't drafted one Pro Bowl player in his 4 years as GM. And Ben Johnson has made him a good GM. Ryan Poles is lucky that he even has a job. But if it wasn't for Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles would not have a job. That's just the reality of it. If Ryan Poles didn't hire Ben Johnson, he would not be still employed, right? And if he would have hired somebody else, he would have been gone. But I think a lot ties into ownership. I think that the owners are not good. I think that Ben has made the Bears look good, even though the ownership is kind of holding them back a little bit. But again, how do you not re-sign Kevin Byard? How do you not match a $9 million deal? How do you not? I just don't get it. Watch the Bears be worse on defense next year because they don't re-sign those key players. I'm telling you right now, Jaden, this defense will be worse than last year. And nobody to point the finger at, but Don't put the finger on anybody else but yourself, Ryan Poles, because you did this. You're the GM. You're the one that signs the players. You're the ones that gets extensions. Why is Poles giving extensions to Daniel Hardy and Jalen and Elijah Hicks, who haven't done anything in their career, but he won't re-sign Kevin Byard, who led the NFL in interceptions and was your best defensive player last year? Why is he not doing that? It makes no sense to me at all. It doesn't. Like, it's just... I'm going to tell you right now, Jaden, I think the Bears will be worse on defense next year. Actually, you know who they brought back? Jack Sanborn. You know who that is?
Yeah.
That's a good move right there. That is a great move. They brought back Jack Sanborn, who actually went undrafted, didn't get drafted. I believe he went undrafted in the 2022 draft. Yes, he did. Let me look at it here real quick. So Jack Sanborn went undrafted 2022. Actually, he's from Illinois. Some Lake Zurich. Was at the Bears for three seasons. Then went to the Dallas Cowboys for 1 year with Matt Eberflus, who was a disgrace of a coach for the Bears. Thank God he's at the 49ers now as a DC. Like, I like Kyle Shanahan, but like, buddy, Matt Eberflus,
he's just bouncing around.
He's terrible. He should never be a coordinator again. He's just terrible. After what happened with the Bears, that should tell you that he's not a good coach. And I watch Jack Sanborn signing. I really do. You know, a guy that knows the system, right? A guy that's played for the Bears. A guy that, not necessarily knows Dennis Allen, but knows T.J. Edwards, right? He went to the Cowboys for 1 year. He played for the Bears for three seasons. I like the move, right? And did you see the Bears re-sign Case Keenum? I like that move. Here's why. Case Keenum was like a mentor to Caleb Williams, right? Even though Case Keenum is a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, obviously he's not going to play, but like, he can be like a...
He's Caleb's mentor.
He can be another brain for him and like a learning...
He'll be a coach someday. Yeah. And I think this draft for Ryan Poles is crucial. If he can't develop one of these first-round picks, he should be fired. I mean, here's my take. If any of these players that Ryan Poles drafts this year in any round doesn't make the Pro Bowl, Ryan Poles needs to be fired. He does. Like, I just don't understand why you don't re-sign Kevin Byard, T.J. Gardner-Johnson, Jaquan Brisker.
Unless he's, like, loading up for something that we don't see right now.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
How do you not... Now, Sean Wright was a great player, but, like, without takeaways, he would get burned last year. I'm not trying to hit on Sean Wright. He was a great player, but he got burned last year when he didn't get takeaways. But, like I said, I like the Quake Raymond signing. Colson Loveland obviously is going to be huge. I mean, he's going to be... I think Colson Loveland could be a top three tight end next year. I mean, I really do. Just think about what he can do for a full season, right? Colson Loveland didn't really come on until, what was it, week 8, I think, against the Bengals, where he had that game-winning touchdown, and that was... I remember watching that, but just imagine what Colson Loveland can do with a full season, right? And obviously, we have Caleb, who I think could be in the MVP contention. I mean, Caleb is just... I truly believe this, that he's the next coming of Caleb Williams. I really do. Just the throws that he makes is just unreal. And that throw against the Rams is probably one of the most beautiful throws I think I've ever seen a quarterback make. Like, I'm serious, man. Like, that guy can make any throw. He can put it on the money. And and then Poles signs these guys in their career that like have two career sacks. Like, Poles, what are we? I get that they're depth pieces. I get that. But this isn't Max Crosby. This isn't Myles Garrett. I want guys that are going to help your team right away. Max Crosby is going to help your team right away. Myles Garrett is a blue-chip player. Max Crosby is a blue-chip player. Those are guys that are going to make your team better. A guy that has two career sacks is not going to make your team better. That's going to make your team worse. I don't know if the Bears... I think the Bears' defense has gotten worse this offseason because Ryan Poles didn't want to re-sign his key players, and he's going to pay the price for it next season. I'm going to tell you that they're going to be bad, and a lot of Bears fans are going to disagree with me, but I think that they're going to be bad because when you let your good players go, that there comes a price for that, right? And I'm very disappointed in Ryan Poles, and he signs a good free agent this offseason, but. The Quay Freeman signing, let's be honest, Jaden. That was a Ben signing. Ben said, I want my guys in here. I want my guys that I know. That was not... The Joe Tooney trade, that was a Ben signing. The Drew Dahlman trade, the Drew Diamond signing, who actually retired, that was a Ben signing. The Grady Jarrett signing, that was Ben. And it's just... Jaden, watch the Bears get worse next year, right? Kevin Byard was their best defensive player last year, and you let him go to the Patriots. How can you not match his offer? Like, the Patriots signed him for, I think, a 2-year deal for, like, $9 million. You're telling me you can't re-sign your best your best defensive player for $9 million for a 1 or 2 year deal? Like, don't tell me you can't match that. Poles going to know dang well that you can. If and I think this is Poles' last straw. I mean, if he doesn't draft a Pro Bowl caliber player in this year's draft, I think he's gone. I really do. And what was your biggest takeaway in free agency this year?
Like overall?
Yeah.
Just the Bears overall?
Yeah, like overall, like any team. Mm. I think the Max Crosby and the Trey Henderson thing like your doctor says that you're doing well, but then how do you fail your physical? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Says that you're doing well, and then the Ravens just back out of the trade. It's just like
something's not right.
Yeah, I need to know what was going on there.
And then
like not even like 12 hours later, they signed Trey Hendrickson.
It would have been crazy if he would have failed his physical too.
They said they wanted to like pair him, so like they were gonna get both of them.
That would have been good.
I
feel bad for Joe Burrow. Yeah. He has to go up against Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt.
Now Trey Hendrickson.
They better get him an O line. I mean, if they don't get him an O line, his career could be over here soon. He's cooked, bro. He's
just gonna keep getting injured.
Cooked. Jamar Chase might request a trade after this year because. They're not going
to
get him.
He's
enough
gonna
time.
He's going to have to lob it to Jamar Chase every time.
I know.
He's
going to face them 6 times a year this year. I feel bad for Joe Burrow. I really do. I'm not a Bengals fan, but like, dude, I feel bad for him. But
I think the best signing was Kenneth Walker for the Chiefs.
I mean, how do you not? Speaking of that, did you see what the Seahawks re-signed JSN to? Yeah. Like, geez, man.
Like $40 million a year.
That's crazy.
Like, not even Jamar Chase makes that.
No.
I mean, like, I get it. He's your best player. Like, he was the best receiver
but
that year.
But he's not Jamar Chase.
But like, he's gonna have a fall off year. Like, yeah. He's not gonna be that consistent.
He's the top five receiver. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not Amara St. Brown. He's not Justin Jefferson. But he's still a good receiver. And how do you re-sign JSN, but you don't re-sign the Super Bowl MVP? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Like,
Katie.
JSN was literally out, like, most of the game. Like, he wasn't. He didn't even play that good. Like, they had, like, Gonzo on him. He wasn't doing anything the whole game.
Yeah, and how do you just let Walker go to the Chiefs and you don't even re-sign him? Like, they're just like, oh, hey, we're just going to let you go to the Chiefs. Like, how do you not re-sign your best player? I just don't get it. You know what this situation reminds me of? Two situations here. It reminds me of when the Browns let Baker Mayfield go, and that was a big mistake. Speaking of the Bengals, did you see who they re-signed? Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco.
Like, how many? Bro is not going to start. Like, what is he doing? Like, it's just...
He's just there for the ride.
He just wants the money. He's like, I need a paycheck. Give me a paycheck, and I'm it. But two situations here that the Kenneth Walker trade reminds me of. Reminds me of the Baker Mayfield with the Browns, who led them to the playoffs, and then they just let him go, and that was a mistake. The biggest mistake in franchise history, they let him go. And the second one reminds me of is the Sam Darnold one. The Vikings let him go. He led you to 14 wins, Jaden. 14 wins. Second place in the division. You made the playoffs with him, and you just let him go. You don't re-sign him. And look at the Vikings now. They're probably going to have to start Kyler Murray. He can't even steal over his own line, for Christ's sake, Jaden. I mean, if you're the Vikings, who do you start next year? I mean, I'm starting Murray. I mean, I don't trust J.J. McCarthy.
I don't like J.J. McCarthy.
That was
I don't even know why they dropped him.
Merchant.
Yeah.
Hey, Here's J.J. McCarthy's playbook at Michigan. Give the ball to Blake Corum, game over. Like
he hand off this way, hand off this way, toss.
That's all it was.
That's what he was practicing. Like
that's all, or maybe here a short pass to Colson Love one, but that's all it was. J.J. McCarthy,
he have Donovan Edwards too.
Yeah,
he had both of them.
Remember that season where he did really well? He's on the cover of college football and he just fell off. Maybe there's a curse for college football. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is, but
I don't even think he was ever that good, to be honest.
Then how was he good in 2023?
I don't know.
How was Cade McNamara good at Michigan? You know why? Because he had all the NFL players around him. But Jason McCarthy never was good. He never was a good quarterback. You know why he was good? Because he had NFL players around him. Blake Corum, NFL player. Colson Loveland, Roman Wilson. He had a great offensive line who's all in the NFL now. He had a great coach in Jim Harbaugh who had a run-first scheme for him. He had a great defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter. If you're you see the Vikings sign again, Carson Wentz? I mean, Jesus, they're going to sign every quarterback that they can at this point. I mean, it's just, if you're the Vikings, I think you have to go with Kyler Murray. I mean, he's the best option. I mean, but drafting J.J. McCarthy was a mistake, right? And the Kenneth Walker trade reminds me of the Sam Darnold one, where they didn't re-sign him. And
like you had a choice between J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold, who just led you to 14 wins.
Exactly.
You want to pick J.J. He only played like 2 games, maybe. Did he even play?
J.J. McCarthy?
No, he didn't. He was out his whole rookie season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He got hurt. And you don't even know what you're going to get from him, and you're going to pick... Like, you could have kept Sam Darnold and JJ McCarthy. It didn't matter.
But then that's just a waste of a pick, though. I mean, but Sam Darnold...
I mean, like, they wanted to stick it out with their pick. They wanted to... But, like, it was just a mistake of a pick. You just had to live with that.
That's what the Kenneth Walker going to Chiefs reminds me of. The Vikings not re-signing Sam Darnold, and the Browns not re-signing Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield... Led you to the playoffs, and you let him go. And look how that's gone since then. How many quarterbacks have you had since then? Deshaun Watson, who we're not going to get into the situation. You guys know what I've heard said about Deshaun Watson. We're not going to get into that. They've had Deshaun Watson. They've had Jameis, who's probably should be out of the league. Jameis should. Remember that season when Jameis threw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks?
Yeah.
Like, how does that happen? Like, they've had – okay, Jaden, let's count how many quarterbacks the Browns have had since Baker Mayfield. Deshaun Watson, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Shador Sanders, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. There's somebody else in there that I'm missing. Who else am I missing in there?
Jacoby Brissett, did you say him?
He didn't. Did he? Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, dude, that's six quarterbacks in how many years? 4 years? I mean, dude, that's not. that's not good enough. All right, and. The knuckle they've done since then. Have the Browns been in the playoffs since then? No, they haven't. You know when they were in the playoffs? With Baker Mayfield. He led you to the playoffs and you get rid of him. For what reason? For what reason, Browns fans, would you get rid of him? I just don't understand. I'm not a Browns fan, but you got to think of it logically here. Why would you get rid of your best player that led you to the playoffs? Why would you? It makes no sense to me why teams do that. And watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again, and the Seahawks look like fools getting rid of him. Seriously, I'm going to tell you this right now, Jaden. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl, the Seahawks look like fools getting rid of him. They do. They will. But they probably realized that they were going to re-sign JSN so that way they couldn't pay both. But, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw they re-signed Devin Witherspoon too, which was good.
But it's like real players that want to stay loyal to the team and don't want all the money. Like, they can live off of, you can literally live off of like 20 mil.
Yeah.
Like, JSN doesn't need all that money. He just wants, like, the flashy, oh, I'm the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
But, like, here's the thing. I'd much rather be underpaid and be the best receiver in the league than be the highest paid receiver and
like, you have expectations to live up to now. Like, next season, he has to be like, I have to be better than Jamar Chase. I have to be better than Justin Jefferson.
It was Travis Kelce made a good point. I think he said this. I don't care what I get paid. That's what he said. But I'm a top five tight end. I'd much rather be a top five tight end and be underpaid than be the highest paid tight end and be, you know, not even a top 20 tight end. Travis Kelce made a great point about that. Did you hear what he said about that? He said, like, I don't care what I get paid. I'm very underpaid. Mahomes is underpaid too. But look, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd much rather be underpaid and be the best tight end or be a top five tight end than be the best or didn't be paid, you know, one of the than be, how do I say this? Be like the highest paid tight end in NFL history, and your stats don't accumulate the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and Mahomes is underpaid too. But when you have guys like Chris Jones, you have Nick Bolton, you have Harrison Butker, it's kind of hard to get Mahomes' value, right? But
and they always have to like restructure to try to, like, when you're the quarterback, you need people around you,
especially with a good quarterback like Mahomes.
Yeah.
But I don't think Mahomes cares what he gets paid. I mean, I just think he does it for fun. He loves the game so much. You can see it when he plays. And, but yeah, Jaden, I'd much rather be a top five tight end and not get paid a lot of money than be a top 15 tight end and be the highest paid tight end in the league. I just would be, right? You know, if you're a good tight end, who cares about what you get paid, man, right?
And like, if you're a top five, top three player, like, at your position in the NFL, who's going to look at what you're getting paid? Like,
Jamar Chase doesn't get paid much, but he's best receiver in the league.
They're going to start begging you to get paid more, but, like, if you really don't care, then you're just going to play. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You don't care where you get paid.
Yeah. Like, if I was an NFL player and I got paid a lot of money and my stats didn't accumulate, that'd be kind of bad luck on you, don't you think? Because, like, yo, guys, I'm the highest paid player in the league. Cool, but how did your stats do? How did you do that next season, right? How did you perform? How did you earn that? Because you see a lot of those guys that, like, earn that next contract, and then the next season they perform really bad, right? And it's like, what did I do to earn this? Right? What did I do to earn this contract? Right? Did I really deserve that, or did I have one good season and then, you know, I made bank and I didn't perform? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of players kind of
like now Jason's gonna have a lot of pressure.
Who's Jason?
JSN.
Oh, yeah.
Jason's gonna have a lot of pressure, like, building up. Like, he's gonna be like, people are gonna say like you're the highest paid in the NFL. Show us why.
Fall off.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, show us why. Like, why are you getting paid more than Ja'Marr Chase? And he's just gonna have too much pressure, and he's gonna like obviously it's gonna be pressure, but it's just like he's not gonna perform like that again.
Yeah,
more than likely.
I think the Seahawks, I think, saw re-sign Jake Bobo. I think.
Yeah, he's no, solid. I think he went somewhere else.
No. The Seahawks
they could match it. Yeah, they matched it.
He's not a Pro Bowl receiver, but he's solid, right? He can grab a few catches here and there. But I like that the Seahawks have done a free agency. But yeah, man. So Jaden, let's talk about you. How was your spring break? What did you do?
It was good.
I saw you went to the Big 12 tournament. Yeah, how was that?
The Big 12 tournament. It was crazy. That one shot, Jaden Bradley. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It was insane.
Man, that was crazy.
I was trying to represent Iowa there.
Yeah, you're an Iowa State fan.
No, there was a kid that was actually wearing like Hawkeye stuff there in the bathroom. I'm like, hey, shout out. And then he was getting like harassed. He was like, man, what is this? What is this, man? And he's like, I'm just showing out, man. Go Hawkeye.
Cyclone fans, this guy right here, Jaden Park, he is going to Iowa State next year, but he is a Iowa fan. Jaden is a real one, man. I'm going to tell you that. If you go, shout out all the people that go to Iowa State that are Iowa fans. If you're an Iowa fan and you go to Iowa State, you guys are the real ones. But if you go to Iowa and you're an Iowa State fan, you're not a real one. You're just not. But getting back to you, how was your shooting break?
It was good.
What'd you do?
After we went to the Big 12 tournament, after we came back, I mean, that's literally all I did for spring break.
Watch March Madness.
Yeah, I watched March Madness for sure.
Who did Cody pick to win?
I think he has Duke as well.
Ooh. I'm going to be honest with you, Jaden.
People think Arizona, but I think Arizona is going to get beat by Arkansas. Hot take.
I could see that. I don't know if this is a hot take. I think St. John's can beat Duke. I mean, especially with Rick Pitino.
They could barely beat Siena, the 16 seed. They were down.
Oh, speaking of that, we got to talk about Kansas, dude. I didn't watch most of the game because the Iowa game was on.
I was watching the Iowa game, and then I got like the madness alert thing, and I saw that they were like going down, and they hit a game winner on them. Like,
I mean, what are you going to do if you're playing a defense? Like, it's just
like good defense, dude, better offense.
Self might not return next year. I mean,
yeah, he hasn't been doing very good.
No, I mean, dude, how many hospital visits does he average every year?
In and out.
I know. He's one season, he'll be in the hospital. And then the next season, he'll be in the hospital again. And the next season, he'll be in there three times. Like, I like Bill Self. Great coach. One of the best coaches of all time. Not taking that away from him. But I think it's time. You know, and if Bill wants to retire, he wants to retire. If he wants to stay, he stay. But I think that's why Jock Vaughn is on staff, right? They hired Jock Vaughn knowing that this is probably Bill's last year as a head coach. And Jock Vaughn, dude, if he gets hired as a head coach, you know how good that's going to be, Jaden? I mean, he knows what it's like to wear the Kansas uniform. Jock Vaughn was a great player for Kansas. Jock Vaughn is probably the best point guard in Kansas basketball history. He played for Roy Williams, right? He's played in the NBA. He's played with some of the best players of all time. He's coached in the NBA. He's coached some of the best players of all time, right? And he's coached Kevin Durant. He's coached Kyrie Irving. He's coached James Harden. He knows what it takes to win, right? And if I'm Kansas, I'm doing whatever it takes. Whenever Bill Self chooses to step down or whenever he chooses to retire, I'm doing whatever it takes to hire Jock Vaughn. Now, you see those NBA coaches that, you know, are good in NBA, but they necessarily don't translate to college. I think Jock Vaughn would do well. Here's why. Jock Vaughn was a former Kansas player, Kansas All-American, great player at Kansas. Jock Vaughn knows what it's like to be a Kansas Jayhawk. He played here. He was a great player. And he's been around a lot of great stops. He's coached a lot of great players. He's got a great basketball mind, and he's just a great coach. Yeah, it may not have worked out for him with the Brooklyn Nets. It may not have worked out for him with the Orlando Magic. But Jock Vaughn has been around winners. He's played in the NBA. He played at Kansas. He's been around a lot of great coaches, and he went to this university, right? And he knows what it takes to win. And I think if Kansas hires anybody else than Jock Vaughn, I think that'd be a mistake. But have you been seeing these Ben McCollum to Kansas rumors? Like, Ben McCollum is not going to Kansas, all right? Ben McCollum, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Ben McCollum was meant to be a Hawkeye. Ben McCollum is staying at the University of Iowa for a very long time. He's done things in year one that Fran McCaffrey is going to do in 16 years. Let me say that one more time, Jaden. Ben McCollum is doing things in year one that Fran McCaffrey can never do in 16 years. That is insane. Especially, it's even more insane because he was a D2 coach for, I think, 15 years, I think. It's just unreal. But, so yeah, great season by Kansas. And, did you see North Carolina fired as their coach?
Yeah.
That's a, I mean, that's a great move. First of all, they went to the national championship against Kansas. Yeah. They blew a 14-point lead. The next season, they're ranked preseason number one. They don't even make the tournament. Like, how does that even happen? Like,
it's that one girl ruined UNC. You know who I'm talking about? The one that RJ Davis and Kayla Love were fighting over.
Have you heard of that? No, I haven't heard of that. No.
So, like, there is this girl that went to UNC as well. And her name was, let me find it, Deja Kelly. You know her?
Oh, I've heard of her, yeah.
She went to UNC, and so, like, RJ Davis was dating her, I'm pretty sure. But then Caleb Love, like...
Took her?
Yeah, like, she cheated on him with Caleb Love.
She cheated on...
RJ Davis with Caleb Love.
Dang.
And they were teammates. Dang. And then they found out, so they're, like, they're beefing. So then they both... Caleb Love transferred.
They transferred because of that situation?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know who I've been seeing? Here are the candidates I've been seeing. I've been seeing Dusty May. I've been seeing Brad Stevens. Yeah, I've been seeing Willie Donovan. I've been seeing TJ Alterberger even.
Mm-hmm. They said I don't think Alterberger will leave Iowa State. He needs to. He's such a good coach for Iowa State.
Yeah.
Like, he makes adjustments. He knows what's right.
And especially because he's worked under three different Iowa State head coaches. He's worked under Fred Hoiberg. He's worked under Greg McDermott. And he's worked under Steve Prohm. I don't like Iowa State, but I like their coach. TJ Alterberger is a great coach. Just like a Ben McCollum, how he was born to be a Hawkeye, T.J. Alterberger was born to be a Cyclone, right? And especially because it's Wisconsin roots, right? He can a lot of Iowa State players are actually from Wisconsin. Like Milan, he's from Wisconsin, and you know why? You know why T.J. Alterberger gets those recruits? Because he's from Wisconsin. He has ties to the program everywhere, and I don't think T.J. Alterberger is going to leave Iowa State. But we said the same thing about Matt Campbell, that he wasn't going to leave Iowa State, and he goes to Penn State. But you just really never know, right? But I've been seeing Billy Donovan. I don't think Billy Donovan wants to go back to college. I mean, he was great with Florida, but I mean, when you have Jakeem Noah and you have Al Horford. I mean,
who's that Celtics, Brad Stevens? He shut it down already.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I've been seeing Dusty May. Dusty May is not going to leave Michigan after 2 years. I mean, he's just not. And I've been seeing Mark Byington, the Vanderbilt head coach. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean... I've been hearing that Michael Jordan will have a big say in it, too. I mean, if the GOAT is going to have a big say in that, I mean, that's going to be really huge. It'll be interesting to see who North Carolina hires. And Hubert Smith obviously played on North Carolina. He was a great player, but he didn't get it done as a coach. First off, his big mistake was blowing a 14-point lead to Kansas in a game that I was watching. I was a freshman in high school. Blows a 14-point lead to Kansas in the national championship game in 2022. And then the next season, they're ranked preseason number one, and they don't even make the tournament. Like, how does that happen, Jaden? I just don't understand how that happened.
It's like they had the pieces. It's
they
just,
had like Armando Bacot, who Phil gives in college forever.
Yeah.
Icky Black, RJ Davis, Caleb Love.
When
Brandy
they made
Manic.
That championship game, they had the pieces. They like didn't they have a big lead?
Yeah, 14 points.
Yeah.
And here's my reaction to that. When they had that lead, I was like, oh, this is over. Because I was watching at my dad's friend's house, who actually lives here in Iowa. He's a big Kansas fan. We watched it at his house and in his basement. And when Kansas won that game, it felt so good because they were down and they fought back and won. Did you know who was on that Kansas team? A lot of NBA players. You'll be impressed. Jalen Wilson, Christian Brown, who is a dog, by the way. Did you see his dunk on Gobert?
Yeah.
That was savage. And he went like this. Ocha Agbaji was on that team. Mitch Lightfoot, DeJuan Harris. Who else was on that team? Chris Tehan, KJ Adams was on that team. Zach Clements was on that team. Just a lot of great players that were made. Obviously, Jalen Wilson, Ocha Agbaji, and Christian Brown made the NBA. David McCormick was a great center on that team. Jaden, who do you think will be the next North Carolina head coach? Out of all the candidates that I said, first of all, Dusty May is not going. He's not leaving Michigan. I don't think Brad Stevens is going to go. T.J. Alterberger definitely is not going to leave Iowa State. I don't think maybe Mark Byington from Vanderbilt could be their coach. I don't think Billy. I don't think Billy. If Bozo made the playoffs, I think Billy Donovan gets fired. I really do. And it's hard to tell at this point. He's gonna be their coach, right? It's just kind of hard to tell. But speaking of that, did you see Syracuse hired as their head coach, Jerry McNamara?
Yeah,
former Syracuse player. Mm-hmm. That's a great hire. I love
Wasn't
that.
He
hire.
Where was he at?
Siena.
Yeah,
and you know what? He actually played with Carmelo Anthony. Now he's gonna coach his son.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that? Didn't he win the championship?
Yeah,
actually
against Kansas in 2003. Now he's coaching Carmelo's son. You know how crazy that is? He played with Carmelo's dad, or sorry, not Carmelo, Kyan's dad, Carmelo. Now he's going to be able to coach his son? That's just crazy to me. Like, imagine saying, yo, bro, I played with your dad, man. He was a great player. And then be able to coach his son? That'd be such a great feeling to me. But Jaden, I love that hire. You know why I love that hire? He played at Syracuse. And he did great things at Siena. He led them to the NCAA tournament. Dude, I thought Siena was going to beat Duke, honestly. Yeah. I was watching that in my hotel room.
Duke
in
Clearwater. Was not playing good.
No.
It's just like Cameron Boozer's. Honestly, I wouldn't even take him in the top five. Like he's just not a top player.
Hot take. Who would you take? I would take the Bonds. I would take Darren Peterson.
Yeah, I would take the Bonds. Caleb Wilson, and then I would take probably Darius Akoff.
Oh, 100%.
And there was so many players.
Yaxel.
Yaxel. I would take Keaton Wagler in front of him. Like it's just like he's not that player. Like
no.
Maybe he looks good in college. He's probably going to win National Player of the Year in college.
I think Yaxel should win it.
Yeah. But it's just like, he's not that player in the NBA. Like, here's he's something. Not going to be a good player.
I think Darius Akoff is the best guard Coach Kyle Perry's ever coached. Yeah. I mean, you got to realize, he's coached Derrick Rose in Memphis. He's coached Shea. He's coached Tyler Hero. He's coached Jamal Murray. Yeah. He wasn't John Wall. That was, Tubby Smith.
Like he's coached so many good guards, but like Darius Akoff is special.
I think he's the most talented one he's ever coached. And this is his second year.
He like averages like 40.
And honestly. I remember Darius Akoff. He was if he didn't go to Arkansas, you know where he would have gone? Kansas. He's just so quick and he just I legitimately think he's the best guard he's ever coached. I mean, he's had D Rose, who probably is one of the best freshmen we've ever seen. Did you know John Calipari coached at Memphis?
Yeah.
He actually coached against Bill Self in the national championship game in 08 when Mario Chalmers hit that shot. But yeah, man.
Like, Arkansas is a really good team. I believe they can beat Arizona, honestly.
I don't even know if that's a hot take. I mean, I think that they can. I really do think that. And but who else do they have? They have Darius Akoff. Don't they have Malik Thomas?
Yeah, that dude.
They do? Mm-hmm. Arkansas is going to become a... But Coach Cup, Harry's not going to be there for a long time. I mean, he's 67 years old. Don't... All the people out there, do not say it. I know what you're going to say. We're not going to say it, Jaden. You know what I'm thinking. We're not going to say it. But he's 67 years old. He's not going to be there much longer, right? And Bill Self's younger than Coach Kyle Perry, but Bill Self has been in the hospital a lot more. Jaden, I hopefully that you had a great time. And how many brackets did you fill out?
All 25.
Dude, how do you?
No,
I filled out three.
I have my real one, right? And then I just made like a bunch of like fun ones. Like I had Iowa winning one of them. Still alive.
Dude, I think that they can. There is a good chance. Hawk fans travel well, too. Like, like when I was at the Iowa game, I was surprised how many Iowa fans were there. The Hawk fans really do travel well. And we actually went to this Hawkeye Huddle thing before the game. It was at a restaurant in, I think, Tampa. Remember when Tom Brady, like, chucked that, like, Super Bowl, like, the Lombardi trophy when he was drunk? It was, like, right. So there was, like, a Lakers right here. And the restaurant was, like, attached to it when we were right there. And the Hawkeye Huddle thing was, like, over here. Hawkeye fans are just so cool, right? I love them, man. They travel really well. And, it's great. It's great to be a Hawkeye, Jaden. I'm just so proud of Beth Getz. Think about the things that Beth Getz has done in this past year. She fired Fran. She hired Ben McCollum, which was just an A-plus move. She fired Brian Ferentz, which is a great move. That was needed. And she's brought a lot of, and she hired a new soccer coach too, especially with Beth Getz and her soccer background. You know, you know what's crazy? She played soccer at Clemson, and Iowa played against Clemson in the basketball game. So I wonder who Beth Getz was actually. Maybe she was secretly cheering for Clemson behind Iowa's back, you know, because she played soccer at Clemson. But no, Jaden, it's gonna be a fun March Madness. Here's my hot take. I don't even know if this is a hot take. I think St. John's beats Duke. I have Duke winning it all, but now that I've realized where they played against Siena, I think St. John's can beat Duke. You know why? Because they have a better coach. Rick Pitino is a top five coach of all time. He is. He's a top five coach of all time. And everywhere he's gone, he's won. Well, now in the NBA, he didn't win with the Knicks and the Celtics, but the NBA is a lot different than college. The speed is way different, right? And I mean, he won at Kentucky. He won at Louisville. He won at Providence. He won at Iona. I mean, everywhere he's gone, he's won. And I'm just, yeah, I'm really proud of, you know, just all the stuff. And so, yeah, Jaden, how are your Lakers doing before we head out?
They've been doing good. They just recently lost, but they were on like a 9-game winning streak. You know, like the talk about Luka and his wife, his ex-wife took his kids. Like,
oh, I think they, I did see something about that.
Took him back to Slovenia. So, like, he's having...
He's married troubles. Already?
Was he like, was, but oh. Now they're divorced, I think.
Dang.
He's going through some troubles. But, I mean, he's been hooping. You see that? He had, like, 60 against the Heat.
That's but, like, crazy. Then they interviewed Bam after the game, and he's like, yeah, I know what it's like to be on one. He's going to be talking about that the rest of his life. Like,
yeah.
He's like, I know what it's like to be on one. You know I scored 83. It's just like,
buddy,
let it go, bro.
Yeah, like, let it go. You're not him.
Like, you're not Kobe.
You're not Kobe. You're not LeBron. You're not Steph Curry. You're not even like, a top 10 player
like
in the league.
They're always like, it goes Wilt, Bam, and Kobe. Like, he's not Kobe Bryant.
You're not Kobe. He never will be Kobe. I don't even think Bam's a top 20 player in the
NBA. If you let Steph Curry or Kevin Durant take 50 shots in a game and shoot 50 free throws, obviously they're gonna score like 80, 90 points.
Yeah, but he acts like, yo, bro, I'm a superstar. Oh, I scored 80. Like, buddy, pump the brakes a little
bit. If you let KD get hot and get on one and his teammates just like feed him the ball, he's gonna score 80.
What's KD's hot career high? Isn't it like 60
something? Like, I think it's only like 50 something.
That's still a lot of points. Yeah. I mean, I don't even realize how much points that is.
40 and 50 is still a lot
of
points.
Didn't Quay drop like 60 against the Bulls in 20? That, dude. Quay did that with no dribbles. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just crazy to sub Quay Thompson.
Catch and shoot.
All it was, catch, shoot, shoot. Or catch, shoot, catch. That's all it was. It's crazy. I mean, he makes it look so smooth, though, too. His game is, like, so smooth. But
but the Lakers were, like, sixth in the West, I think. But now they're, like, third.
So who's in the West?
The Spurs, Thunder? The Thunder, the Nuggets, the Rockets, the Suns, the Clippers.
Hmm. Who's in the East?
The Pistons are the Pistons. I think clinched the East.
Dang, right and they now. Fired Monty Williams. They thought he was a problem.
And then the Celtics, the Knicks, the Cavs.
Wait, who was the Pistons coach? Is it Bickerstaff?
Yeah,
Monty Williams is a better coach. They were acting like that. Monty Williams is the like it wasn't. When you have bad players on your team, what is a coach supposed to do? Like, you know what I mean, Jaden? Like, what is Monty Williams supposed to do when you have bad players? Like, Kay Cunningham was hurt most of that season. So like, what are you gonna do? Right? It's just really difficult. But Jaden, that's all I got it's for us like, today.
I don't think the Lakers can't beat the Spurs or the Thunder in a 7-game series. I don't think if Luka's playing how he is, they have a chance. Maybe in six,
but that
games.
But that's the thing is like when Luka's playing, LeBron isn't, and then when LeBron plays, Luka doesn't, and then when
like Austin Reeves plays, then it's just like if they're all playing and they're all on their game, they can win. But it's just like that's the thing with the Lakers. The last like 5 years, they haven't been all together.
No,
they don't. They're never healthy when it comes down to the playoffs.
That's all I got for us today, Jaden. Hopefully that all you guys at DMAC here had a great spring break. And is the DMAC basketball season over yet?
Yeah, they lost.
No, who they lose?
They were supposed to. They were like the one seed in the bracket, but they lost in like the second round to Ellsworth, not the 8 seed. They got upset.
Come on, DMAC.
I was gonna go, but then no one gave me like I got the press pass, but then no one told me where like to go. It was like in Danville.
Danville.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jaden, I'm glad that you had a great spring break. I actually got back on Monday. Sorry I couldn't be here. Did you do a podcast there? What'd you doing? Were you even here on Monday?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't come here? Mm-hmm. But glad I didn't. I saw Michaela did a video.
Yeah, they were like with fashion.
Okay, yeah.
So like I think she took Megan with her.
I didn't see Megan in the video, but she was
holding.
Me.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jaden, hopefully that you had a great spring break. I know I did. You can see right here on my nose, I got sunburned, obviously.
Good time at the beach.
Yeah, good time at the beach. I had an amazing time. You ever been to Fort Myers, Florida? You ever been to Florida before?
I went to Orlando.
That's where my brother actually stayed. My brother actually stayed in Orlando for, I believe he was there from Thursday to Tuesday, I think. Yeah, we picked him up on Tuesday. He went down there with this. So on Thursday, last Thursday, no, not this last Thursday, the Thursday before that, my brother and his friend left on a plane by themselves, which I would never go on a flight by myself. I just can never do it. No offense if you would do that. I just, that's not me. They went down there by themselves to Orlando, and then we picked them up. We actually met them in Lakeland. We met them at a restaurant, and then we took him. And did you go to Disney?
Mm-mm.
I went to Disney.
I went to SeaWorld.
Okay.
And then we went to Daytona Beach.
Nice. Actually, helmet of Daytona 500. Shout out Kyle, by the way. Shout out Kyle, man. He's a NASCAR fan, you know. But yeah, Jaden, hopefully that you had a great spring break. Filling out your 25 brackets. I don't know why you did that, but
I have like a different one for every bracket, like a different.
Did you fill out a women's bracket?
Yeah.
Who'd you got winning?
I got UConn.
Yeah, I got UConn too. I got UCLA in one of them, but
yeah, I got UConn and UCLA. So it's either, like, they're on different sides of the bracket. So it's either UConn wins or UCLA.
I am a Final Four. I have all the one seeds. Yeah. But I think,
there's just, like, no upsets in women except Iowa.
I don't even know what to think about
like,
that. But,
I mean, there's minimal. Like, I filled out, like, a UConn one.
Speaking of March Madness, Texas.
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's crazy. That's, like, the, I mean, like,
I had BYU over them.
Yeah, like, but when you have one player with AJ Abanza, it's kind of like hard 40. To like.
Did you see the coach? He's like,
who? BYU?
No, Texas's coach. Sean Miller? They're like, how are you guys gonna guard like AJ Abanza? Like, how are you gonna keep him? Like, he said, I don't think we can. And that's how the interview ended. He's like, I don't think we can. So he dropped 40, but like they still lost. It's just like when only one player shows up for you, it's just like what can you really do?
Yeah, no.
But like I filled out a UConn and then UCLA, and then one of them I just like chalked it. You know what that means? Like just the top seeds winning. You know?
Yeah.
So it's just like that one. Like I was perfect.
So who does Texas play next in boys basketball?
They play number 2 seed, whoever. I'll look up my bracket. But the Texas plays Purdue. I think they could beat Purdue. Purdue's not that good.
But how did they beat Michigan?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, I don't know.
Jaden, were you here in Iowa when we had that big snowstorm?
When was it?
Like before I went to Florida even. I don't even remember the day. But
yeah.
Dude, it was... We were watching a movie out of our house. We looked at our window. We could barely even see our neighbor's house. I mean, it was crazy.
No, that's the day I got back. So, like, we didn't want to be stuck in...
It was terrible.
In Kansas. So, we went. So, I mean, Missouri.
We were actually supposed to... So, me and my family were supposed to fly out. We were supposed to be there from Sunday to Sunday. But then we actually left on Monday to go to Florida. We actually... Our flight got delayed on Monday. So, like, it was supposed to leave, I think, in the morning. And then we actually went to Mickey's. We got something to eat. And then we left on... That night on Monday. So then we ended up staying a week from Monday to Monday. It was supposed to be Sunday to Sunday, but since the weather got canceled, but everything worked out okay and it was just fine. But yeah, Jaden, enough of me talking. We had a great time, and hopefully, from what I've heard, you had a great time too. Hopefully that every one of you guys that listen to this had a great time on your spring break. It's nice to be back here at DMAC, and we're gonna be writing a lot of great stories, a lot of great minds, and great episode today. And if you wanna follow us, come right in to Building 5. It says the Campus Chronicle newspaper. I'm looking at it right as we speak. Me and Jenna are looking at it. Come on in. We would love to talk to you. If you want to give us your March Madness takes or your hot takes or just talk about anything, we'd love to have you. And, it's a great episode. And
check out our stories on CambridgeChronicleNews.com. Instagram, TikTok, and X, like he said. Posting great content. DMAC Chronicle. Yep. And... Join us in Building 5.
We'll keep you guys. Hopefully, we're here next time when Iowa gets a win against
when
Nebraska.
Do they play? Friday?
Thursday. It's at like 6:30 on TBS. So
are we ending this one and then posting it?
Yes. Okay. Go Hawks, baby.
Go Hawks.
Until next time. Whew, that was a long one, dude. I think that might have been.
Oh my gosh. I think you're wrong.